Hey, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Tuesday show, and we're live on Facebook. Brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. 150 tequilas, and people getting fired up for March Madness and a Big Ten tournament. Was that start Wednesday?
Tomorrow, I believe. Tuesday.
Oh, it starts on Tuesday now?
Yeah.
Didn't it used to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
You know what? I don't remember, but that was before they added two more teams in another round.
Everything just getting longer and longer and longer. Baseball
more
be
money,
in
more
January
money.
Eventually. NBA will be ending in September.
Well, it feels like the tournament's super late this year.
Yeah, it does feel late. Well, what happened to Fat Tuesdays?
I know. Lent.
March was going to be in April next year? What the hell? 10% discount, say Drew and Mike. And you get 10% discount at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. And speaking of March Madness,
who's that waffle guy at the game on Saturday? What was that about?
Oh, fuck that guy.
People were really hung up on the waffle guy.
What is his deal?
I don't know.
Does anybody have any inside? No? What?
Mark doesn't like
I'm sure he's committed a crime, no.
What? He's in East Lansing. That's why Mark doesn't like him.
It's a Sparty.
Oh, I see.
I was mad at him.
Are we doing brackets again this year for March Madness? Okay. Matt Riley has me involved in two huge things again. They just seem to get bigger. Last year there was something that involved a $5,000 entry fee.
Ooh.
Wow.
And I think I was one of four people. And I didn't understand until about halfway through the tournament. And all I know is that we didn't lose any money.
Oh, well, cool.
I don't think I even had to put any money out.
Well, that's even better.
I'm not sure how that works.
You broke even.
You even up at the end?
Yeah.
How come your pool doesn't work that way?
Too many people.
This isn't a spending money contest.
Less capital.
Who's going to give a shit about paying their $10 once they're out of the thing?
Some people didn't. Some people never did pay.
What?
Yeah, there's always
they shouldn't be allowed.
Pat.
Then there's there's the other way. Wait, Pat?
Yeah.
Pat didn't pay his $10?
No.
But Pat, Elizabeth Warren loving Pat?
But I owe him money for a bet he made.
Come on, Patty.
On a soccer game. So he asked me for that money. I said, am I ever getting my $10?
Pat Giles?
So technically, I owe him like $40, but I haven't gotten around to paying him yet.
Wow.
How long did he owe you the $10?
Well, he still owes it. I mean, he never paid it, but I owe him.
Who owed what first?
Yeah, he owed me first.
How long did that go on before the soccer bet?
Well, that was March, and I don't know, like 4 months. Well,
I want to taste Patty live.
He likes to gamble, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know what's funny?
He just doesn't like paying.
I texted him today about my bookie. I go, did you sign up for my bookie yet?
Using promo code Drew?
And he said he would. I won a bet yesterday, by the way.
You did? On mybookie.com? What'd you win?
When you did the read, I was like, I don't know what's on ESPN, but I'm going to bet on it. And it was Liberty and Lipscomb. Nice school name.
David Lipscomb?
Yeah.
I played him in baseball in college.
Really?
They're in Nashville. My roommate transferred there. He got kicked out for cheating.
Did he really?
Yeah, and they won the NAIA championship when he played there.
Well, you played Liberty, too.
Yeah.
Which who?
Liberty. That was stuck in my head, too. Wouldn't go away.
What?
Liberty.
So
I took Liberty and they won.
Oh, okay.
Which had the best flop.
Good for you.
I've seen in basketball my life.
Did you hear the story about Jerry Falwell Jr., by the way?
Oh, yeah. Great story.
Very interesting. The New Times in Miami is examining a financial transaction that doesn't really quite fit Jerry Falwell and Liberty University and all the things they stand for.
Oh.
Well, gee, what could that transaction be?
Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife were staying at the Fontainebleau, and I'm glad that he makes so much money at the church, by the way, that he can stay at perhaps the most expensive hotel in, well, what would you expect?
All of Florida. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
By the way, isn't it weird the way we just accept that church leaders make millions and drive Rolls Royces now? I mean, it's really not even a big deal. That one guy gave his wife a Lamborghini and he posted it, and people were like, well, where's he get all his money from?
And you were the asshole for asking. Or not you, but I mean people at Jerry.
No, I know. It's so funny. It's like, you don't even realize how bad that looks. I mean, even if you did it, I wouldn't post it.
God wants them to be rich.
Yeah. Why doesn't God want me to be rich?
The prosperity gospel. Where did the prosperity, when did that come in? Was it some rich guy who ran a church who just made it up?
Well, Jim Baker, didn't he really launch that?
God's like, don't drag me into this.
What's the basis for it, though? Is there something in the Bible about a prosperity?
I'm sure it's in there somewhere. It's in the back. I don't know.
I just want, why do people accept these things? It's just funny. Like, when did we vote on that? That was okay for people? Well, if you're a televangelist and you ask people for money all day, yeah, you can spend most of it yourself. That's okay.
Because it seems good.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's ludicrous.
Anyway, Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife, staying at the Fontainebleau, they befriend a 21-year-old pool boy.
A pool boy?
A pool boy.
Hot.
Who starts flying around on private jets.
I wish I'd never met him.
Who's the pool boy for? Junior or Mrs. Junior?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You like what you see, huh?
But apparently, they got very close.
Yeah.
To the point that Jerry Falwell Jr. invested $1.8 million in a hostel that this guy bought in Miami that rents rooms for $20 and apparently has a lot of sex and drugs going on at this place.
Right.
Oh.
And apparently some...
Be sure to bring a towel so you don't get all wet.
Some gay-friendly activity going on there, too, which really doesn't quite fall in line with Jerry Falwell.
Falwell doesn't like that, does he?
No, he does not like gayness.
He attacked Jim Baker over it.
And cried.
He did.
Coming on to men in the steam room.
I think he was appalled that that went on in a steam room. Because he must like using a steam room.
Oh, this is the weirdest story. I'm dying to know what really went on. Can someone pay the pool boy a lot of money for an interview or for a...
Where's Larry Flint when you need him?
Exactly.
Isn't that his gig?
Yes. Did Larry die?
No. Larry's still alive.
Larry's a survivor.
I can't believe you just killed Larry Flint.
My friend Johnny called Maggie.
Doing great, but he's okay. He's alive.
My friend Johnny called Mags a survivor when he was down. I was like, yeah, Mags a survivor. You're right. And I think Larry Flint's the same way. He's a survivor.
Yeah.
That guy's just going to keep on rolling.
Yeah.
And rolling.
I think Larry Flint has a really hard time finding a way to one-up some of these people who are supposed to be higher or holier than thou. And they're like worse than Flint.
He's open.
That Flint is bad because... You know,
honestly, I thought that one of the coolest...
There's Larry with comment.
One of the coolest things Larry Flint did was when the Monica Lewinsky thing was going on, and he said, I'll give $1 million to anybody who is a mistress or knows of a mistress of anybody in Congress or the Senate or whatever.
Right,
and like four chicks come forward. Did he pay these people $1 million, by the way?
No, Larry.
You know what? I don't know. But
he offered a big pile of money, didn't he?
And Livingston.
He just resigned. Like he's just like, I quit.
Yeah.
Went over like a sack of meal.
I think it was just for Republicans. He was looking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
He was trying to even the score, yeah.
Anyway, all this betting talk, why not just mention mybookie.com? Brackets, first round upsets, the Final Four. March Madness is here. Yeah, boy, it's going to be here real quick. It's time to bet with the best at mybookie. Sometimes it feels good to be bad. I don't think gambling's bad.
No, it's great.
Especially when you double your paycheck.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if you lose, but who loses?
But if you do want to bet, you want to bet with somebody who pays, unlike Pat, the Elizabeth Warren lover, who apparently doesn't pay his bets.
He's also a murderer lover.
If you're looking...
Which murderer?
Oh.
We'll get into it.
And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that big upset, make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash. How if they make it sound like you always win?
Yeah.
I got to get
it. I like that.
But I'm bearing the lead. What about the 50% bonus? Yeah. Once you make a deposit at MyBookie, you're on house money immediately.
Oh, holy crap.
Huge.
I got to do that now then.
Just use promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. Now, I guess once in a blue moon, somebody might lose the house money and their own money, but I can't imagine that happening.
Yeah, that's operator error.
How would that happen? You'd have to lose 150% instead of 100%.
You got to be really terrible.
They're so benevolent. They're giving their money away, and the idea that somebody would lose it, that's impossible.
We have so much money, we don't know what to do with it.
I'm hearing in my earpiece that it has happened.
What?
It has happened, yes. Possible. You're right. It's operator error. So, mybookie.com.
Kevin Coughlin on the Facebook Live says, I flew in on a helicopter.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Welcome to the jungle, Kevin.
R. Kelly. Oh, my God. I'm kind of R. Kelly'd out at the moment.
I flew in on a helicopter.
I hear about the new tape, and I'm like, another tape.
Him with a 13-year-old. Whatever. Something fascinating about that tape. Why did this guy have that tape?
Exactly. Yeah. I know all my things were serious issues and shallow thoughts with that story.
Well, wasn't it as though he was just going through, I got some VHS tapes. I got to throw them away. First, I need to find out what's on them, like family stuff or reruns of Starsky and Hutch. And then,
he said it was a sporting event because he's a huge sports
fan. Why is he watching the event over? What was the sporting event? I mean, why can't I be there asking the questions?
I mean, Maz watches the Super Bowls over and over. Maybe he's a version
of
Tom.
Who puts in a VHS tape to watch a sports event in 2019.
No one. And I hate that I have to doubt this guy because I don't believe it's a tape of R. Kelly. I don't know what's going on. Or there's something more sinister behind it.
Somehow, does he know R. Kelly? Does he know someone who knows R. Kelly? Obviously, it came from, I mean, if that's the case, it just seems weird that an R. Kelly video with a 13-year-old just ends up in his VHS pile.
It's crazy. I don't know. It was just in a pile of tapes at his house. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Huh. He claims he thought it was a recording of an R. Kelly concert. So my shotgun.
Oh, get out of here. Wait, what? Come on, dude.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
R. Kelly appeared to be on the tape, but not in concert. Instead, he was sexually abusing underage African-American girls.
Yeah, boy. You know,
unless he bought, did he buy it online thinking he was buying a bootleg version of a tape?
Well, they were selling that tip of him peeing in the girl's mouth. That was for sale. That was a huge seller, which is, isn't it strange that people own that tape all over the
place?
Very
odd, yeah.
Are those his fans? Are the fans the girl?
I don't know.
It just seems like a strange thing to buy.
Fans of bizarre popular culture?
I guess that. I guess, yeah, people do find strange things. Anyway, the thing I woke up to this morning, and it was, I have to admit, I bit all over this, was Jose Canseco has come out to say that the day after J-Lo and A-Rod get engaged, he says, stop being a piece of shit, A-Rod. You're cheating on J-Lo with my ex-wife. And you look up. Her Jessica Canseco, Jessica Seekley, she goes by, I think. She's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's very pretty. She looks to me like A-Rod's type. She's got muscles. She works out a lot. And I was reading the story, and I saw that there was a link to Radar Online.
Uh-oh.
Which,
oh boy.
I go there occasionally. Mm-hmm. They tend to be pretty quick with the gossip. And they had reprinted their story about A-Rod with this girl in Kansas City when he was first dating.
2 years ago or something?
Yeah, but he was with J-Lo at the time.
Yeah.
And the quotes in there sound so arrogant. We'd be a great power couple. God, we look good together. Which, what guy says that? But that sounds like something only A-Rod would say.
Well, he took those marketing classes, remember?
Oh, yes.
So he knows.
Wow. She is good looking, but standing next to Canseco.
I know. She's really pretty, though. Yeah. She's got that look that I think a lot of guys like.
Yeah.
She's very in shape, very into working out. And
how old is she?
How old is this kid?
Well, she's 46.
Oh.
She's younger than J-Lo.
Ooh.
By 4 years.
The girl in Kansas City was a lot younger, if I remember correctly. Her exact age. I think she was in her early 30s.
She was also married to a plastic surgeon who was on the ABC television show Extreme Makeover.
Is that the proper rack for her? It doesn't look like she has that great a rack in some of the other pictures.
She's got some nudes out there if you want to look on
them. Yeah.
They could be. They could be. It looks like she's very well racked.
Those
up.
Boobs trump Lopez's. She's right?
Hot. Oh, okay. Oh,
look at that.
Oh, definitely.
Look at that. Wow. Look at that. I mean, come on.
Hold on.
My glasses on. Look at my old technology. That other one you were just on. No, down. No, go down. Oh, balls. Never mind. That one,
so,
the third one.
She's
go
so
back.
Oily.
What is that pose, the third one?
Oh,
God. You know the one next to it. Other side.
that one.
What is that pose?
It's a ballerina. It's a ballerina nude.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah,
I just have noticed. I'm breaking up with her before we even go out.
What?
Jessica
Canseco.
What possible reason?
You cannot go out with me ever.
Is it because you're afraid that Jose is going to challenge you to a boxing or MMA fight?
No, which I thought was really funny that he challenged A-Rod. Like, I'm going to beat you up, you cheater. I mean, Canseco is so saintly. But no, any girl that greases herself up to take nude pictures and, you know, works out this, I mean, she's got to be so in love with herself. It just won't work. Sorry, Jessica. I don't even know if you're interested, but it's over before you even get to express whether you have any interest, because I'm done with you. So add her to my list.
Now, is her kid, though, the hot Canseco model? His daughter?
Yes.
That would make sense, I guess. I don't know how many times he's been married.
Twice,
because she's beautiful.
Is Jose doing a lot of MMA?
Well, he did the celebrity boxing, didn't he? And he won?
Yeah, I think he did.
I can't remember who he fought.
Why is Jose Canseco such a tattletale? Isn't he the
But he's always right.
I know. No. I thought about that today. I was like, boy, Jose Canseco, he's always popping off about something. Then I realized, no, he's always telling on people.
Yeah. He is always telling on somebody.
But by the way, why is it okay where we have, and you know, social media, I know, has a lot to do with this. Why is it okay for adults to constantly be telling on each other? I mean, we don't want our kids to be tattletales, do we?
No.
I mean, isn't it kind of crazy, the old tweets, and we go, oh, let's look at your old tweets and see, I'm telling! Look at this tweet this guy had in 2013, he was 15!
Incorrect correction. Jose Canseco lost. He got knocked out by Vi Sekahima.
Oh, Vi Sekahima, the kick returner?
Yeah, he knocked Jose out.
I'm surprised by that.
Vi Sekahima. I haven't heard that name in a while. He was a good kick returner.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's not not on the tip of most football fans' tongues.
Yeah, but I remember a teacher in school admonishing somebody for being a tattletale, which is weird because teachers usually want that. They want intel. And
it depends. I mean, if it's something someone just did and it matters, you know, or someone's desperately looking for, you know, someone who's done something to, or there's some reason for recourse, or there is recourse. But, you know, calling his ex-wife, I don't know. I mean, do we know it happened?
Snitches get stitches.
I mean, I have no doubt. If A-Rod was calling her, he wanted to put it to her. I don't think that's in doubt. Yeah. I don't think he was calling because he cares about her.
Is this like a roundabout way for Jose to get J-Lo?
I don't know. You may have really, you know, misunderstood him totally.
It's almost like Jose's
very,
trying
very
to
sensitive.
Help J-Lo out because, what, does he want to nail her or something?
J-Lo
he hasn't got a chance
would
with
go
her.
Nowhere think near so. Him. Not a chance. Although, no, she goes for some cheesy guys.
Oh, yeah.
I could almost see her digging.
Well, Casper's cool
you're
as
so
shit.
So muscular, Jose.
Can he dance or wait tables?
What is it, Mark Anthony? What's his name? I forgot.
Yeah.
What happened
She
to him?
Doesn't have a type, I got to tell you.
No, she doesn't.
I think I think the whole in shape thing is big with her.
Yeah.
Was Puffy really in shape?
No, not really.
He's not fat.
But she was on her way up then. She was fucking her way up.
Ben Affleck. No.
She's still fucking her way up, I think, at that point.
Mark Anthony? I mean, he wasn't.
No, not at all.
That might have been real.
I think
she's the only real one.
I think she just
falls in
love.
She had babies by him, yeah.
Yeah, every now and then somebody, you know, you meet somebody that really fits, and that was probably an accident.
No, that's Casper.
She should have fucked higher. Okay, Casper.
That was when she was fucking her way down? Casper?
Maybe. She got a lot of attention for it. She's a 20-year-old, I got a lot of tabloid talk. Keep my name out there for a while.
You want to hear his rant?
Jose's?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, because it was a series of tweets yesterday that started with, watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know, he's cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica.
Why is he watching World of
Little
Dance?
Little does she know.
Poor girl. She has no idea who he really is.
Aww.
I was there a few months back with her when he called her on the phone.
Oh.
Alex Rodriguez, stop being a piece of shit. Stop cheating on J-Lo. A-Rod, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want.
What? Oh, he's like a knight in shining armor.
And then
is what he is.
Just kind of interrupts it. A big shout out to Joseph Amoeba and his 7-year-old son who wears my number.
Bloop. One topic per tweet.
What? But then he goes
Canseco.
Back. I'm willing to take a polygraph test to prove that what I'm saying about A-Rod is 100% accurate.
Oh, I'm sure it's true. Is that really what the question is? It's just weird that he would out him like that.
Yeah, but he outs everybody, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's always right. Mm-hmm. He's always right.
Really? What has he been right about besides steroids in the past? Oh, that's right.
I give him credit for this because he was so maligned about when he came out with the steroids because he's Jose Canseco and he used a ton of steroids. But everything he said in that book was true about the steroids.
Seems that way.
And of course.
So did he have a run-in with A-Rod about PEDs?
He told on A-Rod. So this is the second time telling on A-Rod.
But did A-Rod give? Did A-Rod get back at him for doing it?
I don't think so.
But A-Rod has a career.
Seriously, isn't this business of adults telling on adults that they barely even know? Isn't this getting ridiculous?
Yeah, cut it out.
Yeah, especially depending on each situation. I mean,
I would say 90% of them are completely stupid. I mean, someone sent me, I can't remember who, but it was a video of a woman at a restaurant, and it was crab night.
Sounds delicious.
And for some reason, a big brawl breaks out. And this lady was funny. She was a heavyset, older black woman. And she's like, all is over crab. And she kept saying crab, all is over crab. And it was funny. She was cute and she was very funny. And she was calling a friend and showing her. And it was all very silly. But when this fight breaks out, you see these adults standing there recording on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Programmed, something happened. And this is so stupid. I mean, first of all, somebody should have been breaking. This fight was just ridiculous, too. But
it was over crabs?
Over crabs.
But there's pros and cons to that, because don't we love seeing actual video of shit?
Yeah, they probably think they can sell
it. I know. Okay, I'm not going to stop the videos being made. I'm not trying to stop them. My point is, it just seems like everyone is... everyone seems to be in tattletale mode all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and even, look what I found. Tweet it out. And yesterday, there was a pretty good one.
Listen, y'all. I had to come out here.
And sometimes, you know.
She's
I'm
on
in
Facebook.
A buffet, and they are fighting over crab legs.
I like, too, there's a very attractive woman who just obviously got her plate full and was walking.
I saw
back
her. I know the story. Yeah, she's very pretty.
Turn your phone sideways,
do you
Donna. Why is everybody getting out of their booths to get closer to
you
watch?
You
want to
go?
I want to watch the fight.
Because they want to see, maybe tell on somebody.
I think I'd be eating my crab leg.
Record it. Sell it.
Narc.
Is she going to get some play-by-play?
It's about halfway through, and she puts... she's just... I don't think it's really worth watching.
Okay.
Maybe on your own time. I don't think it's show worthy.
Well, I wanted to
Although
hear.
Although she's funny. She is funny when she talks.
All right. I'll keep it down. Carry on.
She's really into the fact that people left without eating their food, and also people that ate left and didn't pay.
Oh.
She's really caught up in that.
What a
they
great
got
idea.
Free crab.
Opportunity to dash and dine. And or dine and dash.
Her son is behind her with ear pods in.
Oh, boy.
He's just taking it all in.
Heard enough.
I admire this one girl who's balancing a plate in one hand in her video in her phone she's taping in the right. Oh, and the guy is, too. That's pretty good.
I know. There's a lot of that.
There's real haymakers going on there. Wow.
All right. While you're watching, Mother Nation, we have to put in a call to Jose Canseco, who tweeted out his phone number.
He did tweet out. He deleted that tweet, but I wrote it down. But I think that's actually a different number. We could always try him at his personal cell, too.
We've reached him many times, so we'll see. But Zot Dodge Ram wants to ease your pain and suffering. It's been a tough winter. It's been a tough March. During Ram Truck Month, Zot Dodge Ram is offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at just $99 a month. Yes, $99 a month. Dodge Ram! Zot Dodge Ram. How about that? That's cheaper than my phone bill, my cable TV bill, what's the smallest bill? Probably my...
Netflix.
My water bill? Bill?
Your water bill is that cheap?
Pay-per-view bill?
God, that's huge.
No, it's cheaper than my water bill. The $99.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than a family of four going to eat at a Chinese buffet that has unlimited crab legs.
Are you seeing anything interesting, by the
way? Well, she's put the camera on herself, so
that's fun. It's funny when she's talking.
You can't make this up at all. At all. Okay?
She sounds like Tracy Morgan.
I can't believe it.
I'll get you pregnant.
Bloody neck.
What?
Look at her. Oh, Jesus.
She does terrible play-by-play.
Her play-by-play is very bad. Her play-by-play is terrible, but I just found her amusing in her own strange way.
Wrong person at the right place.
If you, let's see, go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. They don't have a mask, but they've got Stephanie. By the way, somebody deep-dove Stephanie and sent me her picture. Yes, she's cute.
Beautiful.
And if you want a new ram for $99, Stephanie or any of the other people who owes pictures I don't have, but probably are very competent, would love to work with you at Zot Dodge Ram, especially during Ram Truck Month. Only for your friends at DealsInAD.com. And then, oh, that new radio station, WLLZ.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
106.7, the new generation of classic rock.
Hey. Trudy Daniels on the job for Detroiters by Detroiters.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
Wow.
For Detroiters by Detroiters.
I like that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there another
so
one?
If you're from somewhere
selected.
Else, you're not allowed to work there?
What do you mean?
Aren't you from Ohio?
Oh.
She's a Detroiter now. Nice busting her, Drew.
Yeah, really. You're right.
Oh. I know they sent some jingles that they wanted us to listen to. I'm not sure they've been on the air yet.
Trudy Daniels rocks you on the job. For Detroiters, by Detroiters. 106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
I don't know if they capture your edge, though, Trudy.
Really?
You need edgier ones.
Yeah, let's try this one.
Okay.
Hey!
If you've got a hole, she's filling it.
Fill you up.
She's going to fill you up. Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3, WLLZ.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
That's cool.
That's more like it.
Why don't they have that? Why aren't they using that?
More. I want more. I want more.
Fill everybody up.
Let's try this one.
Trudy News. I will punch your asshole if you don't listen to Trudy. Don't be a little bitch. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy. 10 to 3, mother.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
Yeah, that one's good.
That's good.
Interesting that the F word is bleep, but not asshole.
Oops. Here's one that dives into Trudy's personal life a little bit.
Just because you're poor doesn't mean Trudy has to be. Tune in, WLLZ. Support Zoom's tuition. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3.
Hi, Mommy.
Weekday.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
That's great.
Oh, honest. My God. It's honest. Good. People love honesty now.
Yeah, this one's probably my favorite.
It's real.
This one's just straight to the point.
Hey!
What are you, a pussy? Turn up that dial and listen to Trudy.
I like that one.
If you don't listen to Trudy Daniels, then f*** you.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
I swear those are coming.
Those would work.
I don't know if it'll be on WLZ, but those will come. And they do. They would work. They'd be great.
I
feel like they've been inspired by the Figer ads.
Not giving in.
He had one today.
I listened to that.
On GMA that was like, hey, fuck faces. I love Detroit. Suck it.
Never giving.
Let me see if I can find it.
Not giving in. He was even madder than he was so in the past one.
You shitbags. Not giving in.
Not giving in.
Trudy's on 10 to 3. Doug Podell in the afternoons. How is Doug doing?
Doug's great.
He's got an appearance, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
At Kiss.
Wow. Uh-huh. Oh,
he's going to be at Kiss.
When is Kiss?
Wait, he should get the guy.
What's up, Doc?
The guy that won on The Price is Right.
Oh.
Oh, that guy.
The guy that won the flight.
What was his
We could find him.
But anyway,
he's going to be kissed out by the time he goes to those two shows. Oh, no, wait. He's coming to the show here. Right?
Coming here.
Yeah. That's right. On the Kiss private jet. And then they put him on another plane because they can't spend more than an hour with him to go home. Flying coach, of course. Which they mentioned in the promotional announcement that he's flying coach.
Was it Kenny?
Yeah, Kenneth.
Kenny.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He was so pumped.
He is. Yeah.
He's really nice. But I don't know that he and Doug really. Well, he could stop by the booth.
Oh, Doug,
I guess.
Yeah, no, Doug is all about that and rocking and everything else.
And Bill McAllister in mornings, how's Bill doing?
Bill's doing great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was worried about
that. Suffers me busting in on him every morning at about
Bill! Hello, Bill!
7:30. Let's see.
I worry about all those people.
Oh, you shouldn't worry.
I know. But then I really would. I really do.
You have become. You've become, you know, like a real asset in the music department requesting songs.
I am sending text messages to the program director.
I'm sure he loves it.
What demanding was your message
today? More David Bowie.
All caps.
Should I read my text?
Yeah.
I know it's going to offend some people because I know they're playing what they're playing because they do a lot of research. So, unfortunately,
we're arguing with research.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. I do research in my own brain. Am I not allowed to do that? I said, where is David Bowie on WLLZ? I hear Billy Squire every 3 hours, but only under pressure from Bowie.
Did he give you a reply?
No. Stop
it has not. Now! I think they're preparing a response as we speak. That was like 4 hours ago.
They're meeting. It were when I left.
Okay. He's in a meeting.
This is a meeting right now.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
But you know what's funny about WLLZ coming on? It has awakened the whole radio battle thing in my brain.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
You know, when we started out, it was, hey, motherfucking kill them!
I know.
And there was no one was friends with each other at other stations. They were all the enemy. The hatred was insane. And I want to bring up Bubba the Love Sponge today because he's involved in something. And that led to a whole trail of stuff I was reading about online. It was amazing. And he's still doing his thing down there. Mm-hmm. Not as successfully, but... anyway, I mean, no, I don't have any hatred for Bob. I was stunned by all the shit that went on that market. Oh, my God.
I don't understand why we didn't hear about all of it, but now we do.
Yeah, I didn't. Anyway, because there's a radio battle going on, and I'm so akin to everyone being friendly and in the same building, I'm going back and forth from LZ, CSX, Riff, who's playing what, who's got the better song, who wins. And so, I'm making a lot of observations about the music because, I've just kind of given up on radio.
Yeah.
I just, I've got my Google
Play. Thank God I haven't.
I know. Sorry. I hate to admit it. But hey, I'm listening now.
Thank you.
And it's funny. It's kind of like being around radio now that you're working in radio again.
Yeah.
Used to be once a week when you were at CSX.
Yeah.
And then you got 2 days to Michigan and then 3 days.
This is not about music!
And now that I'm weekdays every day, he's thinking maybe he can slide in a day?
Yes, he's offered to. He is always offering to help when people can't make it places.
Yeah. That's very nice.
It's not just here.
I appreciate that.
Mark pointed out. So anyway, in going between the three stations, I'm finding, wait, why is it that some of the biggest people, I mean, people on the Mount Rushmore of rock and roll to me, okay, and I'm not saying there's four bands on Mount Rushmore. Okay, maybe we have three or four strings of Mount Rushmore. There's honorable mention Mount Rushmore. But David Bowie.
John Paul. Ringo and George, who else? I mean, yeah.
Well, that's
four.
The first Mount Rushmore. Where's David Bowie? Doesn't he fit in somewhere in one of the Mount Rushmores?
Oh,
I mean,
hell
one
yeah.
of the top tiers to the third tier, fourth tier, somewhere in there.
He has so many hits.
But nobody plays him.
Name one other band that's done that.
Well, at least I'm just not hearing him. I've just had the radio on a lot more.
But Squire versus David Bowie?
No, not even close.
Anything. Yeah.
Not even close. You can stay out of this argument.
I won't
want you to get in trouble.
I'll back
but,
off.
But the Police is the other one. The Police, they were the biggest band from 80 to 85. That's a big chunk.
Yeah.
Talking Heads, maybe not quite so big, but a lot of people love Talking Heads. It's just weird how this band, and I decided, this is not a fact, but it's a decision made in my brain, which is as close to a fact as you can get, that anything... in rock and roll that's kind of on the artsy side, doesn't get played in Detroit. Why is that?
Because we like to
Did
rock.
Did Podell do that to Detroit?
Oh, my God. It might have been his doing.
He was running a lot of rock stations.
That's true. What did he just declare that they were?
Well, we talked about U2 and Coldplay. Coldplay, I know Coldplay is probably a little
out.
How I know that you.
But it's not Nickelback.
That blows my mind.
I love that. It's not Nickelback.
I mean, there's some talent there. And it just seems like the already the whole new wave exclusion. I don't know. Am I on something there? Is the more artier rock, is that ignored? Radiohead? Radiohead gets creep. And that's it. Radiohead's a big band. I mean, all these bands I'm talking about, if they played Detroit next week, they would sell out a big place.
Yeah.
A big place.
Yeah.
Would Whitesnake sell out a big place?
Fuck yeah. only with Great White.
Where's Billy Squire playing if he's here tomorrow? Where's he playing? Little Caesars Arena? I don't think so.
No.
So I guess
but maybe it's
people
because...
that won't listen to people on the radio go to the concerts and the people that won't go to the Clash! Trish got a Clash shirt on. Why don't people play the Clash?
Yeah.
Clash? They get played.
They get played.
Should I stay or should I go?
Huh?
Should I stay or should I go?
Or
Train in Vain.
Train
in Vain.
But even when the Clash did get a little bit of airplay, because Riff played a couple songs, it was always a couple songs. What about I Fought the Law, The Clampdown?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go through. There's a lot of great Clash.
Sounds like a perfect song for the Drew Wave Hour.
Absolutely. You're right.
You could record like 2 months in an hour.
London Calling!
It's like Trebek.
Trudy, it's the most seminal album cover
I know.
I don't know when.
Greatest.
That is the best album cover. It's always on the list. And London Calling, the album, makes a lot of top 20 lists of best albums ever.
Hey, how did this get to be a rock t-shirt in the juniors department at TJ Maxx without it being so huge?
I know, and it's got pink. The pink and green are cool, too, with the black and white. You know, that reminds me, the Sex Pistols album is always mentioned in the among the top albums. Does anyone play God Save the Queen? Does anyone play Pretty Vacant? Or what's the third one? There's three tracks on that record.
College Radio?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, used to. Not
I guess.
Anymore, right?
REM's the other band. That's an arty band. REM doesn't, you know, they have a lot of great tracks. Where are they?
I know. What's going on? Have to a meeting. Have a go to a meeting then.
Get it.
How do you do, fellow kids?
You have Tony. The Dr. Roche. Dealio, Trudy.
Wow! Look at that Brazilian butt.
Yeah, Brazilian butt lifts.
You can get that.
I am so good.
You can get that wow look.
Music.
Yeah, get that wow look. The warmer months are just around the corner. Now it's time for you to get ready to have that wow look. Explore how Dr. Roche uses Body Tight 360 Lipo and Zerona in combination with a Brazilian butt lift to make you look amazing and everything. People will really appreciate you from behind in a way they probably didn't before.
I like what you look like walking away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to miss her. Jeez. I mean, imagine people saying that about you every time you leave the room. Wow. We should come back so she could leave again.
There is something.
Geez, look at the butt on that.
So smoking.
He must work out.
There's something so smoking hot about having somebody comment about your butt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And curves, always curves. Boobs, always boobs with Dr. Roche. And, you know, they do all those other things. Tattoo removal. We talk about green blobs a lot. More watching Love After Lockup. The green blobs on that show. Wow. If you want to get a tattoo removed or hair removal, they do anything that bothers you physically. If you haven't talked to someone like Dr. Roche and something that you're thinking about, you should do it. 248-388-1110. 248-388-1110. Or look at pictures at DRROCHE. Why is he in Costa Rica, by the way? Is he having
checking
a
new
vacation?
Vacation, yeah.
Charlotte notified me today that she's going to get a tattoo.
Oh, really? She's got an earring now, a tattoo?
Said, not to your 18. Yeah, because she got her ears pierced.
She's
Saturday.
5.
Yeah.
Why is she piercing her ears? That's too soon.
No, that's late. The girl after us was about 6 months, and she got her ears pierced.
You know, they do, yeah.
I think that's too young. That's a 5. Thing. 5 is okay.
Why?
I didn't get my ears pierced until I was like 30. So
did you get her some diamond studs?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like $100 for two of them and the piercing.
Well,
it was her birthday presents, what she wanted.
Really?
Yeah. We asked her when she was 4 if she wanted to get it done, and she went and saw someone do it, and she's like, I think I'll pass. And then out of the blue, she's like, I would like to get my ears pierced again. And we had a very deep conversation with her to make sure she wanted it done because she wanted it done.
I'm sure she fully understands all the consequences, too, as she will when she gets her first tattoo when she's 12.
Dick. I asked her what she wanted. I go, what do you need a tattoo?
Face
of?
Tattoo, right?
This is after she told me to get She told me to get a tattoo of a butt on my butt, which is something I always say.
That's a cute idea.
It's a Beavis and Butthead line, and I say it all the time. And so she obviously
got a tattoo of my butt on my butt.
I'm gonna get a tattoo on my butt.
Is that really a Beavis Butthead line?
Yeah. I'm gonna get a tattoo. So anyway, she's decided she's gonna get the same tattoo that Julie has, and I just went, let's just wait till you're a little bit older. She's insistent on it.
That kid is so far ahead.
She's nuts.
And she was really good. She was very stoic when she was getting her ears.
I showed Trudy the video.
Yeah.
She's aging at the speed of light. Jeez.
Believe me.
She's
quite
advanced.
I'll get a tattoo of a butt. I'll get a tattoo of a butt on my butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get a tattoo of a butt that has a butt-shaped tattoo on it, and I'll get it right on my butt. That would be cool.
Oh, they're the best.
Should we try Jose?
Sure.
Hey, at the risk of getting a thanks for listening to the podcast, though.
Hall Financial Hotline is open. Sorry.
That's okay.
Click the link on our website, Drew and Mike Show, and fill out the online form. They'll be crunching numbers by the time they call you back. If you want to refi, you want to buy a home, or you want to take money out of your home, you want to shorten the length of your loan, Hall Financial.
Which number do you want to try first? The one he tweeted out or his number?
Try his number first.
His number.
What were you going to say, Trudy?
USA Today, did you read the entertainment section where Mandy Moore says she's losing weight? Shedding dead weight.
Can't change a unit of measurement.
That is weird that she took that approach, but because of the Ryan Adams thing, she cut her hair.
Oh.
What?
She's been with him
for 3 years.
The Verizon Wireless, the number you dialed has been changed, disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you
changed his number.
That's the one we used to call all the time?
Yes.
Shouldn't she have cut her hair when she left Ryan Adams?
I know, it's not
very
flattering.
Why is this purging? I mean, it seems like...
I don't know, but I read Mandy Moore and Dead Weight, and I just thought, she is literally changing.
She's
changing a unit of measurement.
Huh. She doesn't lose a lot of weight.
Now it'll take more of her to make up a Chrissy Metz.
Make the multiplier go up for Metz.
Seven.
Wow.
Seven.
Three.
Seven. Three. Five. Is not available.
Wait, not available?
Both the numbers are now not available.
Balls.
Canseco is cleaning up this game of baseball. Jose Canseco.
So
he's leaving the line. He's leaving the line open for A-Rod. He's got an A-Rod only line, like R. Kelly had an only R. Kelly line. They could only call him.
Really?
Is there such a phone? Because I think didn't they say that?
Well, Batman had a straight phone to the commissioner.
That's true.
It's a nice small.
Did you ever read those articles in the paper, like real estate around here, and they focus on one house?
Uh-huh.
They had one house in West Bloomfield.
Home Envy?
Yeah, it might have been Home Envy.
I love Home Envy. I love when I don't envy the home, too, which is often.
This last one, I don't think... that's why I'm not sure if it was Home Envy, because it didn't seem very envious, but it was a home in Bloomfield Hills, and it got history, and apparently it had a direct line to the White House in a room. And I'm like, why?
That doesn't do anything for me.
No.
Is it still open?
But I want to know
use it if I buy the house?
That's what I want to know. Like, what is in this direct line to the White House closet, as they described it? But I don't know what they did with it now. It's probably probably a toilet.
Who lived there?
It's a good place
I think he worked in some administration.
Ooh.
I could tell you. I just wasn't terribly envious of the home, like you said. Wow. Let me see if I can find... Oh, wait. You got a message on Twitter. It could be. It could be, Drew.
What?
Trent Bolte, maybe.
Oh, Bolte?
Come on.
Trent Bolte?
He wrote us back finally.
Chris Watt.
Is he up?
The killer of wife and children who had the gay action with Trent Bolte.
No, I am not a male escort.
Who gave the interview on Twitter and got lip injections that Chris Watt paid for.
My Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Yeah, too much Watts filler.
Watt is denying the affair happened.
So I wrote him, and I wrote, "Hello, Trent. Drew and Mike Show based in Detroit.
Yeah.
We've been following the Chris Watt story and fully support you. We see that he's now denying the affair with you, which we think is total BS."
Chris told me it would be ideal if me and him could move to Oregon and take the girls.
We were wondering if we could conduct a telephone interview with you on our show. We'd only need a few minutes. Once again, it's not a hit job, as we know you did nothing wrong.
I like it. Though.
Plus, we've had a lot of fun checking out your outrageous Instagram, and we love it. Bottom line, we're on your side. Please DM us back.
That fucking highlight, though.
So you wrote, "Sounds good." What type of questions? Just the common things everyone wants to know. So I'll say yes.
We just wanted to ask about, just to verify that indeed this did happen with Chris. He's denying it. He's getting the word out. We think you should tell. Wait. You should have your side of the story should be out there too.
I wish I'd never met him.
He should not get the last word. Chris Watt should not get the last word.
There's got to be some way to get this effing bee out of my life.
I would like to know more about the lip injections. I don't know if we need to mention that, but was he looking for a better BJ? Is that
what?
It just seems like,
hey, look, let me pay for your lip injections. Well, I think Trent probably wanted them.
He was in love with me. He said that he'd never been so comfortable with someone.
Wonder how his highlights are doing.
Oh, that highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
How's his Instagram doing?
We haven't checked it in a while. I'll let you know if he gets back.
Okay. Listen, okay, so Canseco's out.
Lips were too.
I have the dumbest topic that I know you'll hear nowhere else, which in a way makes me proud. And in a way, I know it's silly, but I can't help myself. I just saw something today. It was so dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. Luke Perry dies last week, right?
Oh, right.
I know where this is going.
We heard about Ian, I'm sorry. And his incredible, what a loss it was for him, and that he hopes he sees all the souls in heaven. You know, really heavy.
Right.
Well, then Ian's father on 90210 died. And I've read, I don't know why, I've read a few stories about it. It's so stupid. And, you know, he's like a father to Ian. Ian really misses him. And then today he had another, was it a tweet?
Yeah.
Story. Yeah, about
you are incredibly sexy.
What a terrible loss it was for him. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know why. I'm getting tired of actors acting as if people they were in a show for a couple of years are their real brothers in real life or their real mother, or, you know, Barbara Billingsley and Jerry Mathers have a special relationship. Bullshit. did Jerry Mathers go to Thanksgiving at Barbara Billingsley's house? I don't think so.
When was the last time Ian Ziering had talked to his dad?
Probably never. No. He doesn't even. I think when he saw the story, he said, "Oh, that guy played my dad." Yeah. Holy shit!
No, he probably said, "That guy played my dad."
Yeah, yes. But he's expected to make some kind of a statement. Otherwise, the next day, people will be like, "What a dick! He didn't say anything about."
Not real. Are they really mad at Ian Ziering for not saying anything? Why didn't you just say, "Hey, it was nice to work with him. R.I.P." Yeah. Wouldn't that be enough? Does he have to act like he was his real dad? I mean, like, oh man, we had such a close relationship. The guy was on 18 episodes.
I wish I had a father.
They did like almost 300 episodes. This dude was on 18.
And he was the father of the worst television character ever.
Exactly. Rush Sanders. What kind of a name is that?
Well, Rush Limbaugh.
18 episodes. Do you think Rush Sanders was
the show would not have been without him.
That's my daddy.
There are so many actors ahead of him. There's like 40 people who are on more episodes.
Yeah.
Including, what was the guy that ran the peach pit?
It's not like Joe E. Tata died.
Yeah, Joe E. Tata. Exactly. He ran the peach pit, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Well, with Dylan.
Yeah.
I mean, Dylan was a co-owner.
He was in 200 episodes. He was in over 200 episodes.
Wow.
He was even at
Dylan.
He was even at Dylan's intervention.
Oh, that's right.
Because, you know, he had to do all the work.
Brandon's dad, for example, okay, speaking of TV dads, his dad was in 146 episodes. Steve Sanders, who was not a big character. He was, you know, on the lower
worst
end of the main. He was the worst character on the show.
The show did not need him.
His
dad was on
18 episodes. You know he wasn't the center of any of those 18 episodes. He's just like, hey, Steve, how you doing? Oh, great, Dad.
Hey, Brandon, how dumb do you think I am?
You can I borrow the car? Yeah, sure, see you.
Dad, remember I shot that guy last year? Not my finest moment.
I mean,
was
is
an
there
actual
really
line.
A father-son relationship between these two people because he played? No. I guarantee you they never spent a holiday together. Ever.
No. Ever!
God, no.
I want phone records. You know what? I'm going to get phone records subpoenaed to find out how much these people have talked since this show went off the air. I'm not serious about it. I'm tired of this. I want an end put to this bullshit.
Did he mind your own business, Brandon.
Did say anything.
Tweet out what he wrote?
It was a story today.
I just wondered if he tweeted it out or if he just wrote, you know.
Oh, I'm sure he tweeted something very deep.
What's the purpose of wishing that be if tweeted for everyone to see?
Didn't his last tweet is, Dearest Luke,
yeah.
I will forever bask in the loving memories we've shared over the last 30 years. May your journey forward be enriched by the magnificent souls who have passed before you.
What?
Just like you have done here for those you leave behind. I think you know the drop.
Why do you talk that way?
Well, there's several.
Ian Ziering pays tribute to Beverly Hills 90210 dad.
So deep.
I guess he has to pay tribute to him. I don't know. It just seems so stupid. Like, I don't want to hear about Ian Ziering.
No.
Just because this guy died, who was in 18 episodes with him 25 years ago, I don't think I need to hear from Ian Ziering.
I had the pleasure of working with Jed Allen from 94-99. Played Steve's father. Such a great guy to work with. He will be missed.
R.I.P. That's a pretty tepid comment, actually. So sad to have lost another 90210 castmate.
Barely.
He was on one out of every 15 episodes. Wait, no. More like, yeah, one about every 15 episodes. He's not a castmate. Don't make him bigger than he was.
Hey, he's got a lot of money now, man. Those Sharknadoes, he's up to $8 million net worth now. They did six of those Sharknado movies. Six of them. And now he's in Swamp Thing.
And the other thing that annoys me about this story is they're acting like, oh, my God, how is the 90210 cast holding up? They've lost two members in 1 week. I want all of their phone records subpoenaed. I want to know how often any of them were talking to Luke Perry and Jed Allen.
Well,
Jed
maybe
Allen,
Luke,
fucking
maybe
name.
Luke, because they were relaunching 90210.
But he hadn't even agreed to be on it. I think he had just agreed to be on it, and he was going to be part-time because his Riverdale job was bigger.
Really?
Yeah, the Riverdale cast should be more upset.
All right, maybe I'm making.
You are incredibly sexy.
Maybe I'm making too much of this. I probably won't subpoena the records. But somebody should. Somebody who has no time. If we're going to go tattle on everyone, can't we subpoena the records of Luke Perry and Ian Ziering? Isn't
please.
That just as reasonable as.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm an alcoholic.
Here, I'm going to tattle on another 80s TV star. I don't know if you saw that story. All about Alyssa.
He's in trouble.
Milano is in trouble.
What?
This is so stupid. I don't know why
she just
she's
say
on
something?
Twitter.
Wait, she said something else in. Oh, no, no. It was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, I'm so tired of hearing about capitalism is dead, did she say? Or capitalism is evil? And Ronald Reagan was horrible, and FDR is horrible. Yeah. And
I think she said moderates were like ho-hum, boring, that kind of thing. People who are moderates conservatively.
They were boring? I think it was stronger than that about Reagan. I just bumped into that this morning. It should be fresher in my mind. But
I think it's one of those things on the Today Show.
Yeah, but also capitalism is... I don't know what term. Okay, I want to just look it up.
She was rambling on, so I even like totally spaced out on it. But she was defending democratic socialists because all these leaders found that capitalism, where capital is the end game, is bad. In other words, when the outcome is just strictly dollars and not the building. I don't know. She was rambling on. That's
oh,
all.
Please.
Like that's
really?
All I retained from it.
In other words, in some way, those capitalist companies should be giving back.
Yeah, or be forced to via
okay.
taxes.
Can, community at, using can I just name a couple? Ted Turner, Bill and Melinda Gates.
Wait, you got that in the wrong order.
Oh, Melinda and Bill Gates have given virtually their entire fortunes to charity.
No.
So it's not like no capitalists are giving anyone any money. In fact, there's a long, long list of people who've given away most of their money. Now, they have an insane amount of money, but... Okay, she slammed Roosevelt's New Deal as racist policy. The New Deal was extremely economically racist policy. It drew little red lines around black and brown communities and invested in white America. It allowed white Americans access to home loans that black Americans didn't have access to.
It did create redlining, but that is that's one part of the New Deal. That's one... small part of the New Deal.
Ronald Reagan pitted the white working class against African Americans and Hispanics. Think of this image of welfare queens, and what he was really trying to talk about was this like resentful vision of essentially black women who were doing nothing, that were sucks on our country. By the way, there are people that suck on our country. I don't want to say they're, you can't say it's one group of people. There's a lot of people who suck on our country.
Sure.
And I don't even know that Reagan said that. I really have no idea.
Well, anyway, even if he did say it, she's kind of reading into what he said.
I guess for a logical reason. Toss out the whole social safety net. When did we ever toss out the whole safety net?
Jeez, man.
Like Mags agrees. Jeez.
Mags.
Let's see.
That's how he feels.
Capitalism.
Mags and Layla.
Is this the AOC or the Alyssa Milano?
Alexandria. I don't know why I thought it was Alyssa Milano. Maybe I just grouped them together. Garcio Cortez, capitalism. It's a fairly fresh quote, I think.
Yeah, because she's been at, they're all, a bunch of them are at South by Southwest.
And she drew the biggest crowd.
Yeah, she's a rock star for some
capitalism
people.
Is irredeemable.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she wants to end our entire economic, basically the description of our economy, she would like to change it 180 degrees.
Oh, there's
irredeemable. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That's the quote I was looking for there, Brandon. Capitalism is an ideal of capital, the most important thing being concentration of capital, and to seek and maximize profit.
So she really, what she's saying is America sucks, basically.
I don't know. I was completely bored by that.
Yeah.
If you remove capitalism, America is a different country. Well, no, it's not
if
even.
If you don't like America, then you can get it.
Well, I don't know if anybody.
Damn
wants,
right, Cortez.
I don't know if anybody wants to get rid of capitalism.
What, irredeemable? That sounds like something not worth saving.
Where's the irredeemable?
In the quote I'm reading.
You un-American bastards! If you don't like America, why don't you get out?
You're taking our jobs.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
Capitalism goals comes at a cost to people and the environment. It is irredeemable. Direct quote.
Keep going. What's the rest of it?
Just as there's all this fear-mongering, the government is going to take over every corporation, government is going to take over every business or every form of production, we should be scared right now because corporations have taken over our government.
You know, just as there's all of this fear-mongering,
no, don't play it. Don't play it. Don't play it.
I really didn't want to spend an hour on this stupid comment, but
I like the Alyssa Milano story better.
That story's hilarious.
She's getting her ass kicked by her base, by her fans. No,
the only reason just I funny. Dug into it was because nobody had heard it, so I just thought I was nuts.
Wait, she has a base?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, she's got a Twitter base.
Milano has a base.
By the way, AOC.
Got a couple million followers?
AOC reminds me of.
L.O.B.
Richard Sherman.
L.O.B.
Who is talking bad about you?
L.O.B. She sparked anger with a tweet she posted Friday night of International Women's Day. Actor's initial tweet was harmless enough as she wrote, "My transgender sisters, I'm celebrating you with this National Women's Day." He's replied, "Alyssa, are you transgender?" Which is when Alyssa responded with a tweet saying, "She is everything."
Whoa, wow.
Yeah, the actual tweet's on there. It's pretty.
"I'm trans. I'm a person of color. I'm an immigrant. I'm a lesbian. I'm a gay man. I'm the disabled. I'm everything. And so are you, Kirk."
What?
"Don't be afraid of what you don't know or understand. No one wants to hurt you. We're all just looking for our happy ever after." Despite clearly not meaning it in the literal sense, former Charm star attracted much criticism for her tweet, with many pointing out her place of privilege as a successful white woman. One follower replied, "No, you're an advocate. Be okay with that. This isn't the way to say you're with us. You can't just fake an experience you don't have."
I like this one. "It's actually not that woke or empowering to others for you to declare yourself a marginalized identity when you aren't. Come on, dude."
Womp, womp.
Oh, the idea that marginalized people are kicking people out of their category.
Oh, I know.
"You can't be in here. We have this to ourselves. Get out of here, white privileged bitch."
So stupid.
"You could have said I support rather than I am."
Yeah, but she didn't, so who cares?
"You haven't been through anything!"
What are you talking about? She was on Who's the Boss. That was tough, wasn't it?
"I support disabled people. Doesn't mean I'm disabled. And say that I'm disabled in any way is a lie and entirely unhelpful to the people you claim to support. This isn't St. Paddy's Day where everyone's Irish for a day. This is real world shit!
We're not allowed to be Irish anymore for a day?
To me, it looked like a left turn to me.
No, the person was saying it's okay to be Irish for a day.
Oh, okay. Well, it was International Women's Day, so...
Does it have a response in there?
Well, she could have...
After all the hate she came back with, "I'm glad this tweet invoked conversation."
Hey! No, you're
not. Invoked a rebuke of you, you dope.
"I'm so sorry it offended some. I see you. I hear you. But
no,
just a reminder, empathy is not a bad thing. Nuance is important, and literal interpretation is not always intended. And I can identify with and not identify as. Both are powerful."
But you didn't identify.
Well, she gets the last word. She is, whatever she says goes. Mm. And that was nice of her to clarify that. It was a beautiful comment.
Is she going to any more congressional hearings?
By the way, her
watch her pop up in the back.
I think her nuance was a bit of a fail.
Yeah, I'd say.
That didn't work out so well.
I don't think the people that would get upset about it really care about nuance one bit. Nobody cares about nuance.
That
anymore.
Didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it? Okay, didn't work out either. Great, I'll just shut up now. The first part was good, though. The second part wasn't good at all. Okay, great. But the first part was wonderful at some point. Okay, you want me to continue or should I just get embarrassed?
Please continue.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Back when Idol was fun.
All right, we're putting winner. Has anyone watched American Idol yet?
No. No, it's really. Not fun anymore. No, everybody's great and going to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting to the time of year. You can put the winner behind you. Maybe not quite yet, but soon you'll be able to move about and be free, swimming, boating, playing sports. Are better when you're free from the annoyance of glasses and contacts. You know, it's true. Life would be better and easier to never even have to think about glasses, contacts, and reading glasses. That's why you need to call the Yaldo Eye Center, where Dr. Yaldo provides CATS custom LASIK, the most advanced in the world, where most people get better than 20/20. It's where you get the amazing multifocal lens implants, the Rolls-Royce solution for people 50 and older that allows you to see the tiniest type to go along with great distance vision and no cataracts. You've been putting it off for years, settling for old technology, so now maybe is the time with the tax return, the fresh health savings account. Are tax returns going to be on time after the government shutdown? Or is it pretty well understood that I mean, it seems like government shutting down is an excuse forever. People be saying, well, government shut down, so we might be late.
Wouldn't they have time to catch up by now? Come on. Who files their tax returns until like April anyway?
I hate those people. By the way, I finished my taxes January 3rd. I finished my taxes. So, yeah, the tax return, if it ever comes, the Fresh Health Savings Account and the awesome Drew and Mike discount, there's no better time to make the call. The evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And Maz is busy humping away at Zot Ford. Ooh. It's the Ides of March. Humping isn't working. And hopefully not tripping and falling. He's fallen 5 times.
Oh.
And I think there is an ambulance out there now whenever there's snow in case he falls again. The lovely leprechauns at Zot Ford and DealsInDD.com are sharing their pot of gold with all of our lucky listeners. So chase the rainbow to Zot Ford and Holly. Enjoy their shenanigan-free low payments. I love it when they're shenanigan-free. Lisa Newnight, and if you ever bought a car, you know there are shenanigans sometimes.
Oh, always.
So always listen for shenanigan-free. I think that's big. Lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $82 a month. $82. Or you can lease a new 19 Ford Edge or a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for as low as $97 a month. Yes, I said $97 a month. Zot Ford wants to keep the money in your pocket, so take advantage of these charming payments before they disappear. Ah, the Ides of March. Are all the leprechaun-sounding commercials running yet?
Hopefully, yeah.
Haven't heard any.
Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
I don't think you're listening very closely, Trudy.
You might be right.
Heard one yet.
Really?
They usually come on strong this week, don't they?
I know, but I thought that was kind of over, like that had played out a little bit.
Nothing plays out, does it?
The production director in there thinking, how do I approach the St. Patrick's Day? I know.
I like
an Irish accent.
I do like your optimism, though, Trudy. You like to think things are played out. You said M&Ms were played out.
They are.
They kind of are, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I still like peanut M&Ms are awesome. I don't think they can play out for me. Boy, if there was a bowl of peanut M&Ms, right? Wouldn't you love a bowl
that
of peanut
M&Ms? That would
be great.
Okay.
See,
okay.
Like
they're
played out.
No.
Regular ones are, though.
I don't. Denny left his Hershey bar here, though.
Oh,
like right
what?
In my spot. I completely ate it.
You didn't return it to him?
Well, no, because he stole
the sponsor binder. On Wednesday?
No. I'm not replacing his Hershey bar.
I think he donated it. He brought a bunch of them. He always brings candy.
It was sitting there.
Where's the rest of it?
Cats and stuff. Well, normally I eat them all.
What? Why am I not consulted on this is a network.
The distribution of Denny's leftover
candy. Denny doesn't go upstairs. He stays down here. He comes in through the back.
Brandon.
He stays down here, and then he has rabbit ears. Whenever you guys are talking about something up there, he screams up.
Eli and I think we're having a private conversation upstairs, and Denny's got these incredible ears.
Wow.
He's got X-ray hearing, and he'll be like, stop kissing his ass, Eli! And I'm like, how did he fucking hear that? It's I feel like there's a microphone in the kitchen. It's insane. How was the show today?
The show was great.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, a lot of yelling at each other.
What were they yelling about?
Oh, all sorts of different things. Obviously, the MSU U of M and previewing the tournament. There's rule changes coming to parts of baseball, so they were getting into that.
What was the UM MSU analysis?
Well, pretty much the guys have always been pro U of M and anti MSU. They just think
Eli
MSU's
was talking big before that first game,
and they just keep having to eat crow because the Spartans just keep winning.
It was the same game as last time.
You mean tell me none of those three thinks the Spartans can do anything?
Well, Denny always says he predicted them after the fact, but if you go back and listen, he never did. That's good. Those guys have a good time down here. No filter sports.
Yeah, they do. I've listened to a bunch of the shows. I turn them on. I'm usually like, I just want to hear what I think of it. And then I usually end up listening to it. And I guess that kind of shows where I am with sports. If it's not fun, I just am not that interested. I don't watch SportsCenter like I used to. Do people watch SportsCenter still?
No. Oh, gosh, that reminds me.
It's the same show on loop.
It really is.
Yeah.
I opened up my
ESPN. I just used to
app.
Want to know everything, and now I feel like I'm going to find it out anyway.
I thought of you because I opened up the app, and they had a story about the Lions signing Danny Amendola.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And I go, I'm going to watch this. I don't know why I wanted to watch it, but there was a woman breaking it down. And honestly, she said nothing.
What?
Really? Yeah. God, I can't find it. I'll see if I can find it.
Did you notice that she said nothing because she was a woman and it's usually a guy
saying
nothing?
Trudy, I paid extra attention because it was a woman.
Okay.
And then I realized she is not saying anything that people that even aren't Lions fans know don't know.
What they do generally right now, though,
she was hot, though.
They'll put together a 45-minute broadcast, a full Jackson, and then, you know, as soon as it ends, it begins again. So if you're watching and you just have ESPN on, you end up seeing the same story over and over.
Danny Amendola, okay, we got rid of Colden Tate.
You can't break it down. She has to break it down for you.
Danny Amendola is going to be 34 this season.
Yes.
He's not a yards after catch guy like Golden Tate. Nobody is.
No. He needs to be a number three.
He's okay.
It's a meh.
He's just an expatriate. We just have every expatriate.
That's the real point.
Unless you get Bill Belichick, you don't get the Patriots.
We're building a culture here. And,
yeah, okay.
Well, they got Coleman from the Seahawks, cornerback. And
he has
Patriot
background too, doesn't he?
Jesse James.
Yeah, they
right?
just signed Jesse James, the tight end. Which
reunion of sorts going down in Detroit. Danny Amendola reunited with his former
defensive coordinator. Let Diana Russini break it down for you. I don't know who that is, but she's going to break it down.
Unpack all of
and she's pretty?
So she's going to unpack it.
How did we get to this point?
All right, so the Detroit Lions are in the market for a slot receiver. And just a few hours before the start of the official free agency tampering period here, they were able to lock up Amendola at 33 years old. Of course,
I don't even know who the hell you are.
Miami Dolphins on Friday, and he had tons of success. 5 years with the New England Patriots. In terms of why, there are a lot of people questioning this move, considering there are some receivers out there on the market that Detroit could have gone after.
There's other wide receivers.
A New England culture there.
Who are you?
We know that his season last year as a first-time head coach out there in Detroit wasn't what he hoped to be, and he believes in getting some of those former
you
New England
take
players
forever to
on
say
that
nothing.
Roster. He can start to build something that we've seen.
This is about what I tweeted.
Successful out in New England.
Now you mentioned Danny getting cut last Friday by Miami. The expectations there were probably undercut there by how little he was able to get done. Mm-hmm. What are the expectations in Detroit?
Expectations were undercut.
Well, of course, Adam Gase
wait,
is
why
is
she,
head coach
so
in
the
Miami,
chick is the expert and the guy's asking the chick the question.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's
he's the dummy.
That's cute.
She's the reporter.
Wouldn't the show be better if it had a streaming like ticker of comments underneath from people with weird suggestions like you? This would be a really great concept for a show, right?
I think that's coming, Trudy. That's great.
Oh, this is my favorite part right here. Wait, hang on. See if you've ever heard this before.
Matthew Stafford looking for lots of weapons. They need help. They have a great running back duo, but this seems to be the perfect fit.
Insert that into any year with the Lions. Matthew Stafford needs weapons.
Certainly quite a bit of productivity entering the slot receiver role there with Danny. That is an integral part of our NFL coverage, Diana Rossini. Thank you for
joining
us.
That was that integral?
Wow, that was integral, then I'll skip the rest.
Every union.
Isn't that awful? That's what it's become.
I am, the Jesse James thing. He's decent. He was with the Steelers. He's serviceable. But the best part about it is it probably means the Lions aren't going to draft a tight end, which is great. We don't want
good.
I guess it reminds me. This whole Patriot fascination reminds me of when Randy Smith was the GM of the Tigers, and he had all that knowledge of the Houston Astros organization. He'd been there, and suddenly we're picking up all these Astros.
Yeah.
And Astro prospects.
Was it Astros?
It didn't work out so well, did it?
Yeah. Then he went to San Diego and flamed. Was it San, which one was he at?
Yeah, that didn't work out well, didn't it?
Wherever he was, it took everybody.
But it works for Dave Dombrowski because, you know, he brought a lot of the Marlins over to the Tigers, and that kind of helped boost the Tigers during that great 10-year run. And now he shoots over to Boston. He gets all the former Tigers. He gets Price. He already had Porcello there. He also picks up J.D. Martinez. Boom, they win the World Series.
Well, Dave Dombrowski, he's pretty good. Got a pretty good track record.
And here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, it's a big swing. It's up. It's oh, and it's not a sports podcast.
I was waiting for that. Yeah, it's a rock and roll show. I mean, that's really the basis of all our experiences, our love of rock and roll. So we try to get something in there. And today, I thought taking a look at Aaron Lewis, who is really having some troubles on this tour with fans who are just too loud.
They talk.
He's playing an acoustic guitar. He's not with Stained. And he needs complete silence in order to, he's strumming an acoustic guitar.
Maybe.
And people just don't get it. And he has to get mad at the crowd. He has to excoriate them.
Has to get
Is it possible that they can't hear him?
Shut the fuck up!
I'm on the outside.
I think I'd be talking if I were at this show.
Yeah. Me well. Too. There must not be anybody there because we can hear them talking.
I don't think anybody respects him because he jumped the fence.
I love the crowd trying to shut each other up.
He's just standing there.
Let him play!
Oh, my God. How awful.
He is so pissed.
Everybody behind me, be quiet.
Listen, I'm fucking good. I don't have
then why
to
won't
do
people
this.
Shut up? Apparently not that good.
You want to go?
More people are yelling because he's not doing anything.
So shut If you don't
no!
shut the fuck up, you can't even hear the guitar. So shut up.
Mike, the
I've
guitar
got
then.
Three more fucking minutes. Three. Can you
three
please,
more minutes.
For once, through the whole fucking evening, you guys have talked all fucking night. Shut the fuck up, or I'm done.
I gotta say, you're not missing much. Three more minutes, big deal.
You're not entertaining very well, apparently, if everybody's talking all night.
Why did he just use that microphone to talk, but he's gonna sing off the microphone?
I don't know.
What do you want to do, huh?
This is gonna go really well,
so
I can tell.
It's fucking ironic.
Don't you think?
This fucking song is a thank you.
Oh. Oh. And we
but
all
I
knew
can't
that.
Get you to shut the fuck up to hear it.
Does he get
Don't
paid
start
with
fighting with me.
Does he get paid whether people listen to him or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Just play.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to the people in my life.
Oh, that's
We're not,
dreadful.
They're not in your life. You're not thanking them.
Stop rocking!
Oh, that song sucks.
Now!
Uh-oh.
Oh! 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 Oh, no! No, he's done! Oh, look what you did!
We have 2.5 minutes left.
Look what you did to him. I think that song sucked anyway.
That song is bad.
What does thanking the people in his life
Get
have
back
to do
over
with
here.
The crowd refusing to shut up? Now, this happened before.
What?
Unfortunately. Yeah, there's some
I'm
mean
back.
People. Very mean people in a lot of different cities. Now, check this out.
Get back over here.
Is he a substitute performer?
This is like his act, maybe.
One man show.
I've only been away for so long, and then I'm just going to say goodnight.
Oh, just go.
Oh.
We can leave right now.
I don't understand what you're not getting. Microphone so you can hear me. You're not going to hear the song unless it's this quiet.
He loves the power of a microphone.
It. He does.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to don't speak Spanish. I'm American.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Hey! Got him back!
America.
Stay on my goddamn face.
What'd he say? Stay on the goddamn stage?
No, that was Doyle from Sling Blade.
Oh. This is going to work out, I can tell. It's going to be fine. Don't worry, everybody.
It's gone.
Somebody called him a fucking loser.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
That was Doyle again.
What? That was Doyle again.
Y'all is a bunch of losers. Brandon, you coming, son of a bitch.
He fits that crowd perfectly. He should be at that show. Are you sure he wasn't at the show?
I don't know if this is Doyle.
Are you sure Dwight Yoakam wasn't there?
I don't know if this is Doyle Hargraves or if this is Aaron Lewis.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
It does.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
There's a third one, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Look at all the mean people out there who will not listen.
Just Aaron Lewis.
Remove you from this fucking club. Shut the fuck up.
Hey! I'm playing a song that writing this song fucking broke me, and you're yelling out a different song.
Oh, the song almost broke him? Is that what he said?
Yes, yeah.
The song almost broke him?
Yeah.
Then you shouldn't play it.
It's intense.
I see somebody lighting him up for me. See that bald motherfucker right there? Make sure that his walk out to his fucking car this evening is not all that enjoyable.
Yeah.
That was the third time he yelled it. I gave him two free passes.
See, Aaron Lewis?
Start rocking, Lewis.
Alcohol is a motherfucker.
I'm what?
Alcohol is a motherfucker.
Oh.
It's so fucking rude. I want to see you, you bald motherfucker. You come up here and do what I'm doing right now.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm gonna go out and
just an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I think he's got some anger issues.
Think.
Loves to fight with people.
But he's anti-alcohol?
Maybe he
has been
drinking
as long as me. You build up a tolerance.
Do people go to his shows thinking that it's Aaron Lewis of Stained, and then they end up at a country show and they don't know what happened?
Yeah, and then they start yelling
and they're
things,
they're rowdy.
I guess.
Or is it because he's a social conservative, or what is it? About him.
Oh, is he a conservative? I didn't know that.
Oh, like they care though. Once they go to the show, you don't buy tickets.
He rewrote his history to say that he loved the kind of music that he was doing with Stained, and then he was flipped by Kid Rock when he went on tour with him to do country.
Hey!
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't even. I think he just thought he was following the money.
When did he flip?
When he was on tour with Kid,
lost track of it.
Yeah, when he wasn't making as much money.
But did he go in the country world and set it on fire like
maybe.
Hootie?
No.
No.
I don't think he was able to convert gracefully, was he?
Sorry to hear that.
We don't need to fucking practice, Randy.
I don't really understand why he's fighting with people. It says in 2011, he was introduced to country music as a child by his grandfather, but his interest was rekindled when he went on tour with fellow occasional country singer Kid Rock. But Kid Rock still does both.
Yeah, Kid Rock is not all country.
And Kid Rock has better songs than Aaron Lewis.
Not only that, he performs.
Probably, yes.
This is a song about how bummed I am.
Yeah. This song almost broke me.
I mean, yelling.
I'm going to cheer you guys up by playing the song that almost broke me.
Well, yeah, you're making noise during something that almost broke me. Shut up.
This concert isn't about you guys. It's about me. It's really what he's saying.
Fucking ridiculous.
Why don't you just go play songs in your room then?
Well,
Hey!
If he's standing up there and nobody's paying attention to him, he should just take his check and go, right?
Which he
just
did.
Play the songs, and if people can't hear, fuck them.
With 2 minutes left.
You're not going to fix that whole room.
No. God, no.
You're not going to. Everybody shut up. They're all bombed. It's a big bar. If you want to play, you know, where there are rules, play a bigger venue. Put Stain back together. There'd be a crowd for Stain, wouldn't there?
Yeah, I think so.
He's had three.
I like Stain.
He's had three solo albums as a country artist, and they've done pretty well. Seventh on the country charts, first on the country charts.
What?
Yeah. One was released in 2012. It sold 220,000. That's not
streams.
Too bad.
Ooh.
Then he had one that sold 146,000. That was the one that was number one. That's not, I mean, I think that's
146,000.
Well, number one on the country charts, number four on the U.S. charts. They just don't sell like they used to.
No, they don't. But that's true.
Apparently, I don't know.
It's just fighting a crowd. Doesn't that pour gasoline on it and it makes it worse?
You're not going to win. Yeah. You're fighting a mob.
I would think after the second incident, they would have said, let's play some other venues. Yeah. Let's get you off this tour. This isn't working out.
Right.
Not working out so well.
Managers hate him.
Get back over here.
And don't tell the crowd you have 3 minutes left because they're not going to care if you leave at that point. Then they're going to try and
go. The song almost broke him, so the fact that the crowd is a little bit loud is making it even worse.
If anything, he'll be able to write a song about it. The crowd almost broke him. It's really over. Ugh, boring.
Is it him?
Is that him?
No.
Oh.
Hey!
Is he at South by Southwest this week?
Fuck you, bitch. You broke my heart. Fuck your friends. Tearing us apart.
Sounds like this song almost broke him.
Fuck your dog. Hope he never comes home. Fuck you, bitch. Hope you wind up alone.
In the music world also today, God, this story is so stupid. Justin Bieber has posted. He's going through a very hard time. 25-year-old pop star shared that he's in the midst of the most human season I've ever been in.
Who is Justice Bieber?
Adding that he plans to face his challenges head on.
Well, as opposed to what?
Punk thinks his shit don't stink. Well, just to let you know, your shit does stink. It stinks like shit.
Just wanted to keep you guys updated a little bit. Hopefully what I'm going through will resonate with you guys. Been struggling a lot, just feeling super disconnected and, like, weird.
Are you
like,
okay?
Weird? That was, like, weird.
God is faithful and your prayers really work, he added.
It was, like, weird.
He always bounces back so he's not worried.
Weird.
And then he goes on to say there was a darker time when he got really depressed. On his 2017 tour, I haven't talked about this. I'm still processing so much stuff that I haven't talked about. I was lonely. I needed some time. I found myself doing things that I was so ashamed of, being super promiscuous and stuff. I think I used Xanax because I was ashamed.
Oh, it's so, but true, it's difficult being 25 years old and being worth $265 million and being able to bang any piece of ass you want. It's hard.
Well, he basically just said, I fuck so many chicks. You guys wouldn't believe it. I'm kind of ashamed
it's
by
confusing.
It because there
any
were so many
will
of them.
Just spread her legs for me. Any chick.
I don't get
I don't even have to work for it.
I don't get to chase women
anymore.
I gotta
pray for him for that.
Yeah, and he
it's
goes on
to
pussy. Ask for his fans to pray for him.
No.
Which is like, of all the things to pray for, really, I hate when people try to involve their fans in things they don't belong. Fans should not be praying for him. Fans, isn't this a Michael Jackson line of attack?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you
oh
for your prayers.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Jackson always thanked his fans for his prayers. And I think he really was saying, please yell at the molesters, or the people say I molest children. Please yell at them and make them go away.
They're being mean to me, so you should be mean to them. I've had little boys in my bed for a long time, and they're going to be fine. I've taken care of them, helped with their careers. And if any of them say anything that I did was wrong, I want you to get very angry with them and bully them. Thank you. Woo! Love you.
Another Charlotte story. She asked me to read her some books the other day. And I'm reading one book. And she goes, you can do your
Charlotte.
Voices. Because she usually hates it because I just do voices when I'm reading books. She goes, you can do your voices this time. She allowed it.
Ooh.
And so I'm reading the book and Julie goes, are you doing a Jackson voice? I said, yes, I am. Why? Which Charlotte doesn't get. And she goes, what book are you reading? I said, it is a magical book about a boy who never had a childhood. It's called Peter Pan. It's like, how can I not be reading Peter Pan to her in a Jackson voice? It works too fucking perfect. There's Wendy and I forget the other kids' names. And Tinkerbell.
Macaulay.
And there were quite racist parts of the books about Indians in there, too, because it's really old.
That's true.
I don't know. It's just kind of funny. But it's fun to read your kids a Jackson voice. If you have brats, Brandon.
He and Haley Baldwin, by the way, are in marriage therapy. They're in therapy. Marriage counseling.
God damn it.
Why?
Why are you married?
Wasting so much of my time.
Marriage therapy?
Marriage counseling. He's in therapy.
How long have they
married? Like 5 months?
Go to therapy
four
and
months?
Figure it out.
Give me... Okay. It's not going to work then. Just break up now.
Well, he's
that
constantly...
quick?
He's crying in public like every 2 weeks. He can't go on a bike ride without crying. Although I'd be crying if I was on a bike ride too.
But he's Justin Bieber.
Well... He has every resource in the world to deal with whatever is askew in his life. I think to ask your fans to pray for you is just so, there's something so pompous about it. Like, really?
Yeah.
You?
It's funny.
I mean, ask your fans to pray for, I don't know, the survivors of
the plane crash.
Family members whatever. Of the plane crash or something. You
the tornado victims.
I don't know. I'm really, this whole idea that people should pray for you, unless you're really sick or something. I mean, like Alex Trebek, did he ask people to pray for him?
No.
I don't think he did either.
No, he said he was going to keep on working, damn it, and beat this thing. And then he also wished that he had known his wife much earlier in their life.
Yeah.
She was like in her 20s.
What is he, a pedophile?
She was, he was 54 and she was 25 when they got married. Hot!
He wanted to meet her earlier?
Much earlier. Yeah, he wanted to know when she was 18, I think.
Hopefully not any earlier.
He made a joke about that. I think he said, I wish I'd known her in my 20s, but she wasn't born yet.
He's great.
He's cool. I like the way he handled it.
I really wanted to see her really bad.
That's Bieber needs therapy.
By the way, there was some woman who wrote to him, probably on Twitter or something, about the fact that she had survived stage 4 pancreatic cancer for a long time.
Oh,
I forgot. I didn't really see the details on it, but... I mean, it is amazing that some people live with this stuff. And I know someone that lived with stage 4 cancer, breast cancer for, 13 or 14 years. Yeah. And I remember when
you could never
the diagnosis, it was like, oh, my God. But then, you know, you get Carmanos and you get some really good people involved. And somehow they're able to arrest these things. She worked, which
had an impact on a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. But Justin, I guess, needs our prayers. Been struggling.
What about them? Tucker Carlson. He's okay, right? Is Tucker Carlson going to be okay?
Oh, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because that's what got me on Bubba the Love Sponge last night. And someone, again, here we go with tattletales. Someone went through all his appearances on Bubba's show from 2006 to 2011 when apparently he was a regular guest.
I know. He called in all the time.
I don't know how that came about, but, you know, it happens. He had a big show in Tampa. And... He's quoted mostly about women, and he seems to be defending Warren Jeffs, the cult leader, at one point.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a hill. Like,
who arranged marriages between, 14-year-old, 13-year-old girls and these 50-year-old men. This is this crazy town in Arizona that this religious sect took over, and they literally took over. I mean, they started getting government money for these moms who had 9-10 kids from these old men.
My elders. Mm.
Yeah, and it was quite a scam, actually. And he went to prison. He's in prison now. And there's some other people in prison there, too. I mean, there were some unthinkable, scary things happening. And you know what was the weirdest thing in that whole story was that there were all these young boys, you know, like 17 to 23. And because all the young girls, were getting married away to these old fucking creeps.
Yeah.
There were no girls for the young guys, and they were literally going, get the fuck out of here.
Beat it.
Yeah. Don't take up the chicks. Get out of here. Nobody wants you. The chicks want these 50-year-old guys. And how absolutely. This shit goes on in real time.
And
with
the 50-year-old
people watching.
The 50-year-old guys would have multiple young women as well. Like, not just one, they'd have multiple because it was fundamentalist Mormon, right?
And yeah. And, there have been some who escaped, quote unquote, and, you know, fessed up about what was going on.
Yeah.
And eventually a trial. And, you know, I remember 2020 had a big story on them. That's really.
So to get on that side.
Freaky.
Well, he was actually just saying that it's not like he was grabbing girls off the street to be raped. It was different.
Yeah,
I was trying to quantify it and redefine what it was that was going on there.
I will say this. I read the transcripts. I didn't listen to it, though, and I do think something can be lost.
Yeah, I didn't get
it. Read a transcript, then listen. But I don't know why you would joke about what he was joking about.
I don't think
the part
about
his daughter was really fucking weird.
It was all of it was very strange to me. I thought, is he trying to draw attention to himself? Is he trying to sound crazy? Is he trying to get ratings? What is he doing? Because Bubba's disagreeing with him.
Yeah. Maybe he's just trying to crank it up to that shock value because he's on Bubba.
Well, I know, but it's really stupid. I just don't understand it. I don't understand what he was trying to do. I don't
here's some of the,
really think
here's
that
some
way.
Of the audio. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Marry underage girls.
No, he's in prison for facilitation of child rape.
Whatever the hell that means.
That means
he's
that,
in prison. He's in prison because he's weird and unpopular, and he has a different lifestyle that other people find creepy.
No, he's an accessory to the rape of children. That is a felony and a serious one at that.
What do you mean an accessory? He's like got some weird religious cult where he thinks it's okay to, you know, marry underage girls, but he didn't do it. Why wouldn't the guy who actually did it, who had sex with an underage girl, he should be the one who's doing life?
He did do it.
The rapist in this case has made a lifelong commitment to live and take care of the person. So it is a little different. I mean, let's just be honest about it. He's not accused of touching anybody. He's accused of facilitating a marriage between a 16-year-old girl and a 27-year-old man. But that's the accusation. That's
oh, there's much more accusations
felony.
Than that.
But in our state,
that's bullshit.
But
I'm sorry. Now, this guy may be a total creep, maybe a child rapist. I'm just telling you that arranging a marriage between a 16-year-old and a 27-year-old is not the same as pulling a stranger off the street and raping her. That's bullshit.
But you know what? In my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true.
I didn't, Brent, I never use that.
It's true. You debate politics with a woman and just go, you know, just full blown out there, especially feminism. If you're talking to a feminist and she's giving you, you know, well, you know, men really need to be more sensitive and this. You know, actually, men don't need to be more sensitive. You just need to be quiet and kind of do what you're told.
And lighten up a little bit, bitch.
They love it.
Alexis Stewart, we run into her all the time.
She seems
cunt.
Awful.
Yeah,
they're,
she is
they're
awful.
Very, they're very cunty.
She seems extremely.
I like
cunty.
To hear that word out of, oh, yeah, I stepped over him. She seems what? Now go ahead.
She just does seem a little cunty. Yeah. And you said it. I'm just
who's he talking about?
I don't use
Alexis
that
Stewart, Martha Stewart's daughter.
Tucker Carlson. Tonight on MSNBC, a girl that comes across kind of cunty.
Well, she does.
Right.
I mean, I heard her. Now, I'm a Brent fan, so, okay, I'm stating my bias right out front here. But I heard her on with him, and I just wanted to give her the spanking she said.
I actually want.
When she's laying her head in your bed at
sounds
night,
like he's fucking
you know
there.
Who the hell's in her bedroom and what they're doing. Nobody, just her. Well, when she's in a dormitory-type setting and these little girls start experimenting around, next thing you know, you got a lesbian on your hands.
I don't think that's likely.
Next thing you know, Brent.
Next thing you know, Brent, what's going on in the Combe dormitory? Nothing. I don't got a PSP to play. I ain't got nothing going on. I ain't got my mom and dad here to tell me that they love me and they tuck me in bed. So here's Trixie.
Stupid.
She
I
wants to
hear
explore
this.
My
mom. So dumb. Whatever. He said some very dumb things and Lord somebody told on him.
Shit, yeah.
Somebody apparently went through all the interviews, the weekly interviews.
Media Matters did.
This is the thing that doesn't, like,
oh,
that amazes
me. Oh, organization
me.
Did. Okay.
Why though, didn't, this was on the air, right?
Yeah.
He's syndicated in how many markets? All just across
Florida?
He was in some
significant markets.
Why didn't anybody ever notice this before?
Well, it's all Bubba's fans listening, so they're inclined to just accept the show as entertainment, I suppose.
I didn't know you could say cunty on regular radio.
Yeah,
either.
I don't. Maybe they bleeped him.
Bullshit.
I'm not sure. You said
you're
bullshit.
Right. They must have bleeped him. Huh? Or was he not on? Did he do? Is that when Bubba had his internet show?
No, I think it was 2006 to 2011.
That's bullshit.
Is that when he was on satellite?
XM. He was on XM for a while. I don't know, but anyway, this led me to, what's Bubba Love Sponge doing? Because I know he was on XM.
Do you remember when you called him?
Yeah.
Before the Riff Show?
Yeah.
You do remember that?
Yeah.
I came across that reel, like, my early days of interning. I was organizing, I don't know, that was my job, to organize these reels you had.
Aww.
And it was like, you guys call Bubba the Love Sponge because he had a listing
in a trade magazine.
He was on Wireless Flash, too.
Oh, I love Wireless Flash.
He was looking for a radio job, and it was before he really took off, I think.
It was way before he took off, but it was right after he took the moniker Bubba
the
Love Sponge.
Yes, he changed his name legally to Bubba the Love Sponge, which was really my only interest in the story.
And that was the whole bit, was asking about his name.
Yeah, and
it was an okay bit. It wasn't a great bit. It was okay, though. I was
kind of amazed, honestly, that, well, he's a big guy. He's, you know, 400 pounds, and Bubba the Love Sponge.
He let Hogan nail his wife.
Yeah, true.
And then, which took down Gawker.
And may take down competition, or the guy that took over his job, who was his producer, and his producer... Two producers are being sued for letting that tape out.
Oh.
Which, why Bubba has that tape at work, I don't know, but apparently he did.
He explained it one day. He was in the middle of, I think, the divorce or something. He had to move everything out, and so I think a bunch of shit just ended up at the station.
Oops. And then somebody just found it, picked it out of a pile of stuff.
Oh, they knew what it was.
Maybe that's how that guy got the R. Kelly tape.
Oh.
R. Kelly brought it to work.
Now it makes sense.
That guy picked it up.
Didn't even seem to know R. Kelly. That's a weird one.
Well, didn't Most Jerk also sue?
Yes, the Most Jerk.
Yeah.
MJ and BJ were doing a show down there, and they competed with him. And he, for some reason, called his wife, said something about his wife on the air. Bubba did, about MJ's wife. And he sued him for defamation. I don't know what he said exactly, honestly, but it was apparently... bad enough that he wanted to sue him, but this suit went on and on and on and on. And MJ is sued his lawyers, by the way, for saying, you told me it would cost $180,000 to sue him. It cost $2 million. $2 million? How could that possibly be worth it?
Yeah, what point, like, what was the breaking point there? I think maybe at $500,000 you would have said something.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, he's in so deep at that point. But he lost the lawsuit. Then he sued his lawyers and lost that lawsuit.
Oops.
Which he owed them another $900,000, or he owed, maybe it was $900,000 from the previous.
Oh, boy.
And the jury said he had to pay him $698,000, I think. He'd already paid him $1 million. So then he had to pay the lawyers for the suing of the lawyer. And by the way, when this was going on...
Great lawyer.
MJ's lawyer got a DUI.
Well.
And it turned out the DUI was set up by Bubba's lawyer, who sent some paralegal or somebody from his office to get the guy drunk and then encourage him to drive home. And they had a cop waiting outside who pulled him over immediately and got DUI. The lawyer was disbarred. The cop was fired. And it's like, what is this really happening? What the fuck is this?
Wow.
What a mess.
A human wreckage.
Then he had an animal castrated in the parking lot of the radio station.
That was a bad one.
I don't know. That really bothered me. I don't know.
MJ, of course, of William Shatner fame.
Yes.
When they were interviewing.
And Shatner called him the Most Jerk.
And
just for,
about except
for the Most Jerk, possibly the worst comeback ever.
Yeah.
Then Bubba was sued by Nielsen because he was in contact with someone who had a rating device. Huh. And he was begging the guy to put his station down. And he ended up getting caught. A guy turned him in, I guess. I don't know.
We had an old program director who somehow got one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, who is it? Write his name down.
At the sports station.
Oh. First or
story
second?
About it.
Really?
Oh, okay. Who used to work for MJ and BJ. Full circle.
He worked for MJ and BJ?
He worked at the station, yeah.
Okay. I'm almost,
right? Brandon, help me out here, Mamie.
I don't remember.
Oh boy, maybe not. I swear he wasn't it the Power Pig. Wasn't it the station?
Power Pig was. I think Bubba rose to fame on the Power Pig.
Oh, okay. Maybe he worked for Bubba then.
But this guy in the afternoon who was his producer.
Nice paying attention to the meetings, by the way.
Busy with other things. This guy was apparently. The afternoon guy who did well, not Bubba well, but he did pretty well. He ends up with Bubba's morning show because Bubba, I don't know when or what blew up or when or how, but this guy ended up with the morning show. So then Bubba comes back on the radio and Bubba calls him on his hotline and they basically yell at each other. You can only hear the person of the station that you're listening to. You can't hear the other person. They both have the phone down, so you can barely hear the other party.
Yeah.
Especially when Bubba's talking on his station.
True.
The other guy, you can occasionally hear Bubba. It was just the most mindless thing. It went on for like 12 minutes. Then Bubba calls this guy, Mike Kalt is his name, after he beat him in the ratings when he came back.
Ooh.
And he's going, you went from a 13.7 to a 5.4. He just kept saying it over and over and over and over. Ooh, I don't know, 10 ooh, minutes, 11 ow, minutes.
How about
like that
final question? Sorry.
It was just, I mean, radio's crazy, but I swear. And that's, there's got to be six other things that were in the article. Because it was a Where Are They Now story on Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh.
From last year. And he's on a low power FM.
Oh, he is?
In Tampa. And an AM in Tampa. And not really pulling much audience. It didn't appear.
So he's not bracing anybody for a comeback then?
I don't know if he's been set up for a comeback or not. It would seem at the moment he's not set up for, well, he's set up for a comeback. I don't know if he's going to get one.
But you done set me up for a comeback.
Hmm.
But I did listen to a part of a show from last Wednesday. This was a deep, deep dive.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I still doing this?
How was the show, though?
Yeah, here's one of their promos.
Hey!
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 If you've got a hole, she's filling it.
Oh. Fill you up.
She's going to fill you up. Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3, WLLZ.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
See.
You know,
Jason Dixon produced MJ and BJ,
okay.
According to his LinkedIn.
Okay.
Between 89 and 96.
Well, the...
Does that vindicate you?
On the power pig. I know. It's, I
you know what was interesting
story he was telling
about listening to a show was hearing stuff bleeped. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, yeah, terrestrial radio.
Uh-huh.
It was because a lot... I didn't know what they were bleeping sometimes, parody songs, things like that. And it was just... And I'm sure that guy has a lot of eyes on him, too, because of his past.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hear the full most jerk?
Sure.
I think this is it.
Oh, boy.
I love this.
Only went where no radio show had gone before. Captain Kirk flipped his wig.
And William, before you go, I hope this is not a sensitive question, but you're a tough guy, right?
I'm pretty tough, and I can we edit this if we
have to? It's a hairpiece. It is the best I have ever seen.
I don't wear a hairpiece.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
Well, that's the stupidest question I've ever heard.
Oh, I thought...
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Am I talking to MJ?
Yes.
Well, MJ stands for the most jerk. What does it stand
no,
for?
No, well, William, no, William. Let me tell you...
No, really. No. I don't know how to put this, MJ. But that is a stupid question by a rather stupid person.
We did that drop back.
Again, MJ, tell me again the what I really want to say is
right.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You're angry at me now.
No, not at all, MJ. You're just a dope. But I guess people
we need that drop
understand
too.
That over the in time.
Bye-bye, William.
Goodbye.
Oh, wait, Chad. Oh,
you're just a dope.
What? Stupid question.
Why does MJ echo?
I don't know.
Why does he sound like
I think
he's
they were,
in the toilet?
Is that top 40 show?
It was on the power pig. I don't know.
It's been in the cave.
Yeah, you have to talk in the cave.
Let's do a whole show.
Shatner was in Echo, too.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I don't know.
Makes the show sound bigger.
Echo.
Bigger.
Was Shatner in the studio? No, he's on the phone, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a hell of a phone line.
S, 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 S. A, A,
A, A, A, F, 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 E, 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 T, 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 Y. Safety. Today. I consider myself the luckiest man. On the face of the earth.
The toupee.
Wow.
Lord.
The most,
most jerk.
Good one. I'm back.
Wow.
That is
God, he was mad.
So weird. Sometimes I find with TV and movie people in particular, they're just not good on their feet.
No,
I mean,
but
for some reason they can if they memorize something, they're very good, but... I mean, we see it in Oscar speeches all the time. I mean, can you believe how poorly those people speak?
I think
the most disappointing speech I've ever seen was Al Pacino.
Ooh-ah!
Maybe it was for Son of a Woman. I thought it was more recent than that, but it was just like...
What'd he say?
He just babbled.
Well, I mean, Clint Eastwood, he had a pretty good speech at the RNC.
Oh, the chair?
That was great.
Which was not scripted. He didn't want any kind of script, so...
Oof. Did you watch the Chris Klein video I sent you? Because he came up yesterday.
Yes, I
was thinking of something. Do you remember that now?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, honestly, he was...
He laughs about it now.
His crime is that he's auditioning for something really stupid.
Mamma Mia, yeah.
I mean, was there... What was so... It was horrible that he would be doing that role, isn't it?
Did you watch the whole thing? His singing was atrocious.
Hey, by the way, you guys had Mandy Moore in here? She is an angel of all angels. I don't know if you guys saw American Dreams that her and I did together.
It's like Elvis when Reagan was shot. He just had to get his 2 cents in.
Here than I did there. That was acting. This may be slight singing, but she is just a dream come true. You should hire her.
What does that have to do with anything, Klein?
Anyway, that's my own personal I love Mandy Moore scenario. Let's go, shall we?
Yes, we sure are. You already wasted an hour of our time.
I'm glad he made a statement about Mandy Moore.
I wasn't jealous before we met.
His faces.
Now every man
I know, the faces are. Oh boy. I love his singing in American Pie.
I'm going to jump
Scooby
forward.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Jump forward to where his voice starts cracking.
He colored his eyebrows before this audition.
Yes. Lay all your love on me. It was like shooting a sitting duck. A little small talk, a smile, and baby, I was stuck.
It's bad.
It's so bad.
I still don't know what you've done with me. A grown-up woman should never fall so easily. I feel a kind of fear when I don't have you near. Unsatisfied, I skip my pride. I beg you, dear. Don't go wasting your emotion.
Oh, no more.
But is there anyone that you want to hear sing that?
Scooby-Doo.
There we go.
Someone must have sang it.
That is bad.
In the Mamma Mia show, the
Scooby Dooby Dooby Dooby
Dooby Dooby Dooby Dooby Dooby.
He just got caught up in a moment in American Pie. So it's so dumb it makes me laugh every time. I don't know why. It's crazy. And Mia Savari dug it.
Did she?
Whatever
she
happened did. To her?
Ooh.
I don't know.
She was hot, you
know,
for like a
I
year.
I was saying that about that whole movie. Yeah. I was going through people, where's this guy?
Where's Biggs?
You know the guy with three names who was a terrorist?
Stifler?
Didn't he come in studio?
Thomas Anderson?
Oh, you're talking about Rookie of the Year, Henry Rowan Gardner.
Ian Thomas Anderson.
Ian Thomas Anderson.
Yes.
He is came it Ian?
No, he came in because he played Frank Sinatra Jr. In a movie. And it was at the Free Film Festival for some reason. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Thomas Ian Nicholas? What did I call him? Is that what I said?
I think you're close.
Yeah, whatever.
He's a nice guy. He was a really nice guy.
Really cool.
I liked him. How old is he?
Biggs was a nice guy, too. We've had Biggs on.
Biggs was cool.
Hey, Biggs!
Biggs. Eugene Levy, but Eugene Levy was always...
Is he dead?
No.
I can't believe I just killed off Eugene Levy. You killed two people today.
He's doing a show that's on Netflix or HBO or something like that. Yeah.
Schitt's Creek? Is he in Schitt's Creek?
Oh, I don't know about that.
That might... It's possible. God, there's so many shows now.
There are too many shows. Ricky Gervais has a new show we just found out on Netflix.
I started trying to watch it. I don't know why it wasn't keeping my attention. I think I need to watch it over again.
It's about his wife dies, and he doesn't want to live, so he's a total asshole. But you can kind of see where it's going to go, where this chick teaches him to live again. But it's fun, because Ricky's an asshole to people.
Yeah.
Which is his whole thing, anyway.
It's so nice that this chick teaches him to live
again. I'm just guessing. I don't know that yet.
Okay.
So there's a film called The Murder of Nicole Brown Simpson.
That Suvari's in?
She plays Nicole Brown Simpson.
Oh.
Ooh.
And it's coming out.
Wait,
how that turns out.
She doesn't look like Nicole Brown Simpson.
And she's got another movie coming out called Don't Tell a Soul. But for the most part, all the crap that she's been in lately has been a whole lot of nothing ever since, I guess, American Reunion in 2012.
Isn't it amazing how much whole lot of nothing there is, though? When I look people up and I go, man, this guy, I don't remember doing anything since 2003. And you look him up and it's like, wow, look at all that whole lot of nothing. He's been in like 20 films since then. I don't even know one of them.
I would have thought after American Beauty, she would have just been huge and capitalized. Been in some good stuff, but she wasn't in anything. She doesn't do anything.
I think, she had a weird look, didn't she?
I never thought she was that. I think she's attractive. Yeah. I don't know. She wasn't my type.
I'll take her.
You can have her.
That's a stupid haircut.
She's all yours.
It's like she's drunk or possessed.
I'll take her. That's a stupid
all yours,
pose.
All yours.
Come on, Brandon. Find good pictures. I'm going to skip.
If she poses stupid all the time, there's nothing you can do.
Oh, I'm going to fix her poses. What are you talking about? She's teachable. Teach her how to
doesn't
pose.
Look like it.
Teach her how to pose.
She seems to favor stupid looks.
Oh Mark Fein.
Oh, that's a good
Mark
movie. What movie was that?
Oh, wait. I need my glasses
the one where
now.
She's nude?
Yeah, that's I've seen that.
And she's got cornrows.
Yeah, I got it's cultural appropriation.
Ooh.
It's called stuck.
No, it's not. You can braid your hair in a million ways. I don't fire. Whatever you are.
That's the look you get whatever when you go are. To the Caribbean for the first
time. Oh, she was just nude in a lesbo scene 2 years ago.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Why aren't we paying more attention to Mina Savari?
She's got big old areolas.
Wow. They're nice. Close together,
you guys
too,
can't
aren't
have
they?
Her. What?
Look how close together those boobs
her
are.
Nipples or boobs? Oh.
Our boobs.
Not bad.
Come on, skin won't play. The horror among horrors. He's only giving this 2 out of 4 stars.
Yeah.
So somebody named
she's
Lena.
She's pretty. I don't mean to knock her. I think she's attractive. She's great in American Pie.
Who is
and
the other
she's
chick?
Probably great in a whole lot of nothing.
Tara Reid, Shannon Elizabeth.
Whatever.
I know,
Elizabeth.
Nothing. Gone. Yikes. Off the plane. Probably, Brandon, ooh, she's in a whole lot of nothing.
Check it out. Shh. Nice. It's a long kiss.
Why do we have to be quiet? They're not doing
it. Trudy, don't ruin it.
It's a lesbian scene?
Yeah.
Scissor me timbers!
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, ooh.
Just kissing me.
I don't need any context whatsoever.
Shooby dooby doo.
Shooby dooby doo.
Mark's doing his own show over here.
Magic.
Scooby dooby doo bop. Scooby
stop kissing her and go down on her. Christ. This is a movie. I don't have all day.
Shannon Elizabeth hasn't met anything in quite some time.
Not even a whole lot of nothing?
You guys are missing out on some great lesbo pillow talk.
No, there's definitely a whole lot of nothing.
It'll be fun.
Mm. Let me know if you've heard of any of these movies since American Reunion in 2012.
There's no way.
Yeah. A Green Story?
Nope.
Golden Winter?
Nope.
In the Dark?
Nope.
Catch a Christmas Star?
Nope.
She has a wedding ring on, Trudy.
The Outsider?
Nope. Ooh, there's a butt.
Marshall the Miracle Dog?
The Outsider sounds semi...
Swing Away. The Outsider is a movie...
Is that a strap-on?
Starring Craig Fairbrass and James Caan.
James Caan?
What is this movie?
Show's over.
Stop kissing her.
You check Ian.
This movie needs a new director.
Show needs an ending.
It's called Beck. Bex?
You check up Ian Thomas, whatever his name is, Brandon. See what whole lot of nothing he's in.
Oh, her mom walked in on her. Fake.
Thomas Ian Nicholas needs to do Rookie of the Year Part 2 as Henry Rowan Gardner. Bring that shit back. Ever since American Reunion in 2012, he's done 3 movies. Tell me if you've heard of them. 10 Cent Pistol.
Uh-oh.
Walt Before Mickey. That's where he plays Walt Disney.
What? Jesus Walt Christ. Disney? Mm-hmm. He can't play Walt Disney.
Well, he did.
No. Well, that's a bomb.
In Bilal, A New Breed of Hero.
Whole lot of nothing.
Which is a 2015 English language Arabic 3D computer animated action adventure film.
Oh, my
three
God.
Movies in 7 years. How does he pass the hours the rest of the time?
Well, he's been very busy on TV since 2012. He's done...
Is he on Cameo?
Red Band Society, Hell's Kitchen once, and Trailer Park Shark.
There's a Cameo story today.
Is there a new Cameo?
I saw a Cameo story. Oh, no, we can't talk about it. We can't talk about it.
Why?
Because it's in the band area.
Oh, balls. Okay. Is she in the band?
I thought that was funny, though.
Is she in the band?
Yeah, and it drags into the band people.
Oh,
so.
Balls. Okay. I'll see.
There's like probably 50 days left.
Damn it.
53.
I have a question.
Is there anyone new on Cameo, Brandon?
Well, the first one that I saw was Lou Ferrigno Jr.
What?
Is this really Lou Ferrigno's kid?
Hey guys,
should we call Lou?
Lou Ferrigno Jr. here. I'm excited to be on Cameo so I can reach out to my fans on a more personal basis.
Fans of what?
I hope all is well.
His
I'm
dad.
Excited to get started. So be good. And
he's
I'll
on 911 show. 911.
There's a story,
Trudy.
You can't talk.
911.
No, screw that. Let's see. Any of these other people? I'm looking.
Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, yes!
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Hi, John Clayton here. Happy to be with you on Cameo because I want to talk about football, want to talk about information going on in the National Football League, or just talk about anything else. I'm here to serve you. Did it for so many years, over two decades at ESPN, and just love talking sports, love talking football, and love talking to you.
That's not what Cameo's about. What, they can call him and ask him a question and for $25? Wait, is he $50?
He is $100.
What?
Oh,
get out of here, Clayton.
Who the hell he is?
He's great. I love John Clayton. Remember, he had the Sports Center with the mullet. Hey, Mom, I'm done with my segment. Bow Wow's on there now.
Oh, he's not Lil anymore?
He's not Lil anymore because he's an adult now.
Is he the one who pretends to be on private jets all the time?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he
click on him. Let's see if he's
busted.
Let's see if he has one on a private jet. Nope, doesn't look like it.
Oh, just a room.
Man, he does a lot of them.
He does. He does them for $125 a pop.
Whoa. Hey, yo. Dylan, what's going on, man? It's your boy Bow Wow. Man, I got a crack. I ain't getting no invite to that basketball party. I ain't getting married no time soon. That's probably the only type of party I've ever experienced was a bachelor party. I mean, I've been throwing parties from here to Australia to Japan to
hold this
Europe,
guy now.
Touring all over the world, been around a whole bunch of beautiful. What you need to do is call me.
You never go.
To the ladies, because you know I can have my boy BM just
BM
fly him on
boy
in.
BM.
Matter
Brandon
of fact, Maxby? That's what I'm gonna do. Make
sure he's 32.
Once we get off this, so we can talk in private. But anyway, enjoy yourself and don't forget. Better throw them once.
What? BM, that's me. Brandon McPhee.
There you are.
Bowel movement.
His buddy Bowel Movement.
Let's see, who else is new here? God, there's so many people that you just never heard of.
You know who should be on there is Mina Suvari.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's one for Drew.
What?
Oh, happy birthday, Alex. Your good friends, Nora and Mary.
Spencer
really
Pratt.
Good friends because they just paid
God.
Me.
Of course
to
he's
wish
on there.
Birthday, which I would have done
what
for
took
free.
Him
don't
so
tell
long.
Them. But don't tell them that part. They asked for a weird message. I'm just going to assume I am naturally weird. That is just me talking. Is that right,
Gunner? Oh, no one wants your kid in it.
Oh, yes, kid.
Refund. Refund. The brat is
said,
in it.
Yo. So.
He said no, because no one wants to hear from you, Spencer.
Not even your kid.
Oh, what's he charging, Brandon?
I forgot to find out. Let me scroll back over and find him. He is $50.
What? 50?
50 for Spencer.
Seems about right. Hey, is he on that new... Was it the new Hills? Or the
yeah,
new OC?
Yeah, he is.
Has that started yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I saw there was some controversy because someone asked, who's Spencer's wife? Heidi,
Spidey.
About the lack of diversity on the show. And she said that, who's Audrey? Is it Audrey that was hot?
Yeah.
Audrina,
that she has dark hair, so that's enough for diversity, which is a great answer.
Clever.
Who really gives a shit about the diversity in the Hills or the OC or whatever the show is?
Is Justin Bobby. In the new show.
Justin Bobby.
He was really
That's a name I haven't heard in years.
He was really brooding.
Yeah. He's very brooding.
He drove a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. He's the bad boy. Hair. He's a bad boy.
Yeah. He had great hair. He was Luke Perry of the Hills.
That's pretty much it.
Wow.
I don't know.
Are all these people?
I don't know
never...
any of these new ones.
Wait, that guy's doing it for a dollar.
Will you see if Justin Bobby's on there?
Justin Bobby.
Is he even alive? I'm
yeah.
not going to say he's
I think
dead.
He's in the reboot.
Oh, is he?
I think so. Mm. How could you not?
No, he's not.
He's not? Is Audrina Partridge on there?
No.
Where's Audrina? Is she in a whole lot of nothing? I like checking up on these people
Wait,
who are
I didn't
in a whole
know,
lot of nothing.
Did you know that Justin Bobby is in a band?
What he's band?
Vocalist, guitarist, and percussionist for the Austin, Texas-based Bobby Rock.
Oh.
I bet they rock.
And he's at South by Southwest this week.
And he is. You're right,
Drew. What? Oh, South by Southwest just lost so much cred.
Here's some Bobby Rock.
He is part of The Hills New Beginnings, which is a show.
Well, he's playing a guitar. I can't knock him too hard.
Wait, Brandon Lee is in The Hills New Beginning?
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding
perfect.
Me?
Perfect.
So is Misha Barton.
Misha Barton?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool because she might flip out.
Man, he is Monday a bad boy. Friday, even some Saturdays, get in touch with the typical side.
Believing you with a paranoid mind. Sucks. You.
I knew this would be so deep.
It's not as bad as I would have expected it to be, though. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Wow, the video's intense.
It is. It's like going a through a lot of the different.
Let me see if I can back this up. Here's Brandon Lee talking.
Things
about
in my life.
Being on the hills.
I think for everyone else, it's more about, you know, what have they been up to since the original? And everyone's been up to
them.
A lot, and I think it's going to be really interesting.
I know, we're so worried about them.
The Hills New Beginnings is about our friend group getting back together and kind of reunion. And then there's also some new characters that you get to see. So it's our lives.
You get a
scene. Version of it all together. So there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of heart. But I feel like it's going to be very different than the first time at the Hills with some similar elements. So
you said nothing, Heidi. It's Brandon.
What song did I listen to while filming The Hills New Beginnings the most?
Who cares?
Dang. Honestly, probably all Future's new stuff. Like Baptize, Kill a Cam, all that stuff. Love
Who the hell's Frankie Delgado?
Oh, he was
Hills New Beginnings.
Spencer's buddy.
About
I think.
All of.
Here's Brandon again.
I decided to do the Hills reboot when I heard they were bringing back the old cast, and the show
and
was a hit
paycheck.
Back in the day and had a lot of fans, and I thought that'd be really cool to kind of see what everyone's been up to in the meantime, as well as showcase, you know, my life coming on as a young person.
Oh, he's gonna showcase
like when
his
they
life.
Were filming the original. So it's great. I think it's a good contrast.
Wow.
It's a good contrast. Is that what he's saying? It's a good contrast?
Yeah.
Contrast. Accent
of first. I wish I'd never met him.
His parents are Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson. What do you want?
Wait, how's he going to take time out from his globe-trotting modeling career?
That's a good question.
Does anyone respect male models, by the way?
No. No, I think they're universally
the way,
hated,
what?
Aren't they?
Just Jason, who from 16 and Pregnant, who knocked up Janelle. Isn't that his name?
Oh,
Andrew.
No.
I'm sorry.
Andrew.
Yeah.
He was a great model.
Who's back? He's working in
I
New
know.
York.
Oh, he'll be on tonight.
Is he really?
I think so. He was teased at the end of last week's show.
This would be a better show if they, like, showed him actually getting pregnant.
I was wondering today about why do we need models now? Everyone's nude. So, because I was thinking, well, we need models to be in clothes, but do we really need them being clothes? I mean, it seems like, wouldn't people gravitate towards nude stuff before they go, oh, I want to see the girls walk the runway. Oh, my God, that's so hard.
Well, that's kind of a joke anyway, isn't it? Because everybody looks at that those clothes.
But don't they pay these models ridiculous sums of money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can't sure. still be paying them that much.
You wouldn't think
not
so.
Not your average runway model, but your Victoria's Secret stars.
A dozen,
you know,
man.
There are a few of those. Those girls.
You know, it was really funny. She was going to do a modeling competition. I forgot.
In China?
Tell them.
No, you tell them.
What?
Tell them I did nothing wrong. I was going to Shanghai for a modeling competition.
I was watching Siesta Key. Yeah,
great show.
And Kelsey was trying to revive her modeling career. And she she went to like three agencies, and of course they tape it. And all of them say, it looks like you put in some weight since these pictures were taken. What's up with that?
Oh, boy.
I'm saying she could model anything. She could do industrial modeling, but not like.
Excuse me.
It was hilarious.
So brutal.
I'm in between sizes.
She was a cute girl too. It was like, wow, she's. I mean, clearly not good enough. No. She wasn't that hot.
But not giving in.
No.
Not giving in.
Did you guys hear about the Fortson graduate who died in Cancun, fell off a seventh floor balcony? Yeah. Do we know why he fell off a seventh floor balcony yet?
No. Mm-mm.
I went years and years and years ago to Cancun, like the first time I went on spring break, and I was at the Rio, and as soon as we got there, somebody had apparently, right before we had gotten there, had just fallen off the Rio balcony, the one that was on the inside.
Did that give you pause in your partying?
No, not really. We were just like, whoa.
Did you have a moment of silence?
I wonder if he landed here. No, it was
just
crazy.
More of like a,
did you think,
whoa!
That could have been me?
Holy crap, this actually does happen. But I have that issue. I have that problem when I see...
Falling up balconies?
Well, being on balconies, I have this natural instinct. I just want to jump off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That actually screwed
like,
me over in Cancun.
Well, you mean like a 12th-story balcony or a second story into the pool?
Well, that's the big thing. Jumping off, big shit into the water. That's always been my jam. And so,
from what floor?
Whatever floor, man.
Yeah, whichever floor you're on.
Well, if you're on the 14th floor, you're obviously going to die.
Well,
not if you land properly in the pool. Like
yeah,
Brandon.
That's pretty.
No, you can hit the bottom really hard.
No,
you're
not
paralyzed for life.
Oh, he hits it perfectly. And
my buddy and I jumped off the one in Cancun into the hotel pool. We got in trouble, but obviously we didn't get kicked out
what
or anything.
What floor were you on?
Oh, that's cool.
This just the second, and then there was.
Did you dive?
No, you got to pencil. You have to pencil it. No, you can't cannonball
pencil it.
Yeah,
oh,
if you cannonball
you
the water's going to go up your butthole.
Did you have to get two knee replacements?
It's called the eye opener.
No, but I did get screwed in Cancun because I jumped off. There's a bar that's on the lagoon. It's not Margaritaville, but it's like maybe it's like Senior Frogs or something. But they got a really big balcony on the back.
I prefer Margaritaville. It's a great franchise.
That goes off into the water. And I jumped off. It was the first night we were there. I gave my buddy all my stuff in my pockets. And just to be cool, I jumped off into the lagoon, got kicked out, obviously, and they were like, oh, there's alligators in there. What are you doing? But I met my buddy at the front.
Well, get used to it, because that's my main move.
And he had all my stuff. He gave me my shoes, he gave me my wallet, all this stuff. And in the midst of it, somehow he lost his wallet on the very first night of that trip.
Oh.
Right then and there. So it was kind of a bad move.
Why did he lose his wallet? He jumped with you?
No, he didn't jump. He was carrying all of my stuff.
Well, then his stuff is on him. Why is he losing his wallet, and why is it your fault?
I don't know.
I don't think it's your fault.
Thank you.
Cannonball!
Did you have to take care of him the rest of the trip, then?
I fronted him some cash, yeah, uh-huh. For the remainder of the trip. It actually worked out. It worked out great for me, because we came back from the trip, and he's like,
you owed you money.
He goes, hey, here, I'm going to get you the money. And I said, no, hold on to it until next year. That way I know I have money to put down and go on spring break again.
Wow.
And so the following year, sure enough, he gave me the money, and I got to go back to, I didn't go to Canada. I went to Jamaica the next time because I had to bum him that money.
Wow, your brain works.
Well, get used to it. That's my main move.
Your brain works so differently than mine. I would never have handled it that way. First of all, I would not have stood for it being my fault.
Well, I don't think it was that big of a deal.
It was the first night they didn't want to fight.
No, he wasn't that upset at me.
It's a pretty big bummer, though, not having your wallet the first night on a vacation in a crazy place.
Yeah.
Where you're jumping off bars and balconies.
I do appreciate that you shifted the story about the kid from Dearborn to...
You.
I know, sorry.
It's all about you. It could have been you.
Sorry.
And maybe this... I don't think this guy was...
They're independent of each other, Brandon.
I don't think this guy was jumping into a pool either.
No.
I didn't get that feeling.
But no word as to what happened.
Have you noticed that with a story like that, the story becomes almost immediately... I'm not making fun of this guy. I'm horrified by what happened to him, obviously. He sounds like he was a very well-liked person. But you know, those stories always turn into the grief counselors, that grief counselors are available.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to assume certain things and have people save me the time. Shouldn't they tell us if there's not grief counselors? Because there's always grief counselors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would only be fitting if they said, by the way, in this case, there will not be grief counselors, so you'll have to find them on your own. Because you know there's going to be grief counselors, right?
Yeah, of course. Goes without saying. So that's one thing that we don't have to say anymore.
Yeah, I just feel like some stories, it's like, I don't know.
It's gratuitous.
They could run the previous year's story, or it's like the first snow, and people are leave you late, have a driving.
Oh, springing forward.
Forgot how snow works. Yes.
How long are you going to be jet lagged? Big question.
I'm embarrassed to say I was burnt
show.
This morning. I was. I woke up late and I was like, "What? Why is everything? It feels like I lost 6 hours. What's going on?"
To that point, I was looking to see if Trent replied yet, and I came across a Trump tweet that says, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me. He can get a lot of people on his side there.
Yeah.
I think it's a good move.
What a great bipartisan movement that would be. But he also tweeted out this. At a recent roundtable meeting of business executives, and long after formally introducing Tim Cook of Apple, I quickly referred to Tim plus Apple as Tim slash Apple as an easy way to save time and words.
Oh, no, thanks.
An easy way
clarifying.
To save time and words.
Saved a lot.
Save the word cook of. The fake news was despairingly all over this, and it became yet another bad Trump story. He saved the words cook of.
That's a great name.
Did you see the other great story, the funny story about Trump today? This is from the Golf magazine. Did you read this?
I did not.
He's now got something in common with Kim Jong-un.
ill.
Oh, he won a tournament without playing in it?
Un's dad. Remember how Un would be the best,
right.
best golfer?
Oh, he got a hole in one the first time he went out, right?
I think he had 18 in one round.
Oh,
yeah.
Scored an 18.
I think he had
one?
11 holes in one.
Not a bad golfer.
Well, if he had scored an 18, he would have had 18 holes in one.
Hmm. You're not the best golfer here. Where did I tell everyone about this? You stink.
If he had 11 holes in one and he got two on the seven holes, that would make, that'd make 25. Yeah, if he had 18, you'd have to get a hole in every. What am I thinking about? I thought he said, but yeah, it seems like there's a hole in the story. 11 holes in one, you got 18.
It's in the hole.
Let's see. His most recent win brings Trump's championship haul, all won at clubs bearing his name to an even 20. Wow, he's passed Jack Nicklaus in majors, although his are club championships. That includes senior and super senior titles, too. But it's his home course. So. Let's see. Originally, a man named Ted Virtue, 58-year-old CEO, called Mid-Ocean Partners, and won the 2018 club championship title all to himself. After Virtue won the championship, Trump ran in with the club, according to multiple sources, having some fun with him. Trump isn't like, the only reason he won is because I couldn't play. The president cited the demands of his job, although he was able to make 20 visits to the club. Trump then proposed a 9-hole challenge to match to Virtue. Winner takes the title. You could say there wasn't much in it for Virtue, and you could argue that this is not how matters are typically settled.
There's a man that went to Wake Forest named Arnold Palmer.
Trump won.
Yep.
In victory of magnanimous, Trump said to Virtue something like, this isn't fair. We'll be co-champions.
Very nice of him.
Well, the guy agreed to it.
He's got
Trump should be the champion.
He's got a thing in his
locker. I think
there's
two asterisks on this championship. They both get an asterisk.
And back at the 18, Tiger for an easy birdie. Oh,
God.
And it's not a sports podcast.
There's now a new plaque on his locker screwed into stained wood with two small Phillips head screws. What? Who keeps track of club championships?
Donald Trump.
That's like having Little League trophies around or, I don't know.
Hey, he won the championship at his age. That's impressive, man.
He supposedly is a 2.8 handicap.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe any golf handicaps.
He doesn't post scores. How does he get a verified 2.8 handicap.
Well, he beat the club champion.
I can't wait to golf. We need to have a show golf.
How about you
outing.
Again?
We need to do something where we're a team.
Trudy!
Oh. Whoa! Who was it? I just want to know who.
You're going to get punched. Butthole. Just like you're going to do to people that won't listen.
Who is it?
I'll call you back.
I will punch your asshole if you don't listen to Trudy.
Don't be a little bitch. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy. 10 to 3, mother.
106.7 Detroit's Wheels.
Yeah, it was a spoof call.
Fake.
A robo?
Mm-hmm. It was a robo call, like John Oliver
that
explained.
That was brilliant what he did. I'm surprised it's not getting more play.
In fact, the people who were covering robocalls in news, he covered the fact that when they were doing a story about robocalls, they would get robocalls. Yeah. So a story within a story within a story.
That's so awesome. Inception. But it makes them a story about them, and that's not right.
Well, it appears the FCC is probably changing all their phone numbers today because he is having them robocalled every 90 minutes. Everybody there.
That was pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, I have two pieces of breaking news.
It takes 15 minutes to set that up to robocall somebody.
Breaking news
minutes?
With Mort Krim.
Trent Balti has replied.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still don't have a phone number for him, but he wrote, maybe.
In his voice.
Let's see. Wait, where'd it go?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, here he goes. So I wrote to him.
Mark, the internet is effing you.
Oh, this is really.
I wish I'd been
what? Why did this pop up? What is going on?
Shoot for tomorrow.
Well, I just wanted to. Okay. Hang on.
Slow down.
Trudy.
I know. I see it happening to you.
So he said, sound good. What type of question is just the common thing everyone wants to know? And I replied what we talked about. And I said, plus there's the aspect of how you've been treated by the mobs and the media. And he wrote, I agree. The media kind of bent me over. No lube. And totally fucked me. And I said, well, we haven't. Okay, Chris is the one that's the murderer. And he wrote, exactly. Me and the other chick he plowed are the most hated in the U.S.
Nicole Kessinger.
It's weird how many people are sexualizing him.
Yeah, it's true.
They're sexualizing.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, no, he's a hot commodity right now. He's getting tons of fan mail.
Hot.
Chicks want to bang this dude.
What?
Yeah. They think he's hot. He's, you know, he's young, handsome, great body.
He's getting clicks.
Okay, I don't have any lubricant. Do you see any whiteout or like coffee toner should work?
Was there another breaking news?
Oh, yeah, the other one. I'm really scared to bring this up because my computer's not working very well. But
breaking news with Mort Grimm.
Radar has exposed A-Rod's sordid sex with his model fling behind J-Lo's back.
Oh!
So the first one.
I see this not this marriage not happening because Affleck and Mary went to the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
And J-Lo's like, see ya. I don't think J-Lo puts up with this.
No.
Now, I assume this is coming.
No nonsense J-Lo.
So he would have wrote hot with two T's, and she wrote, made you a video. And then he replied, but no cum shot. So Jessica Canseco wrote, I made you a video with me playing with my pussy. Yes. Oh, playing with my cunt, actually, she wrote. It's so
hard to find. That's pretty weird. Why did she use that word?
And then she wrote, yes, I guess that means about the cum shot.
Wait, but cum shot? Isn't she a woman?
Yeah, but I think Aaron, maybe Aaron's a cuck. He wants to see someone. My mind.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's right, that would
he
be
he wanted
her.
To see her getting laid?
Yeah, because it's C, oh, gross, C blank blank T, so that would
actual
have to be
audio
her.
Of what A-Rod missed.
Then he wrote, hey, and she wrote, hi, love, and he wrote, what are you doing, babe? She wrote, packing. Are you
hot?
Are you home alone? That's A-Rod.
You packing any panties? What size bra are you packing?
Are you home alone? Is that where you want me? In my bed with a wet pussy. That's what she wrote.
Yeah. Wait, did she post this?
I assume so.
Is this really good for her?
What does she care?
Talking about her cunt.
It's kind of hot,
I think,
man.
I think I would have changed that word if I was going to post it.
Unless these are old and they just come back up. Is that where you want me? In my bed with a wet pussy? Yeah, always, babe. Which number do I call you on FaceTime?
Oh, I see. He wants to FaceTime with her.
Then don't say FaceTime either. Phone. Why? What does that mean?
Why did this thought ever cross my mind that somehow A-Rod was a better person now? What was I thinking about? Just because he looked neat and fresh on Fox Baseball's coverage.
And he looks good. Adoring when he's with J-Lo. He's always praising her.
He's always cheering for her. He's at all her awards. But it's so he can be on TV, and so he can go... So he can be on TV as the guy that fucks J-Lo. Hey, there's a guy that fucks J-Lo. I know anybody watching that sees me in the crowd reactions go, hey, there's the guy that fucks J-Lo. And he gets all hard to go.
Is her name Hunter? I don't know who this chick is.
Lauren
That's who
Hunter?
I'm fucking, that girl up there before. That's who I'm fucking right now.
Is he still You'd banging
like to fuck her,
Lauren
wouldn't
Hunter?
You? You wouldn't want to fuck her. I fuck her.
The young
How fast do you think you'd blow up?
Lauren Hunter.
A-Rod and Hunter. First,
that would be A-Rod.
First met
at the
gym.
Stage, by the way.
First met at a gym in 2011 when he was still with Cameron Diaz. So these
A-Rod and Cameron Diaz. Now that sounds like an explosive mix.
Yeah.
So maybe these are with this Hunter chick. This is really confusing how Radar just threw this up here.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, she is. So, wait, which girl is that?
The same... Lauren Hunter. This Lauren is Hunter. The one that wants to show him her wet vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Jessica Canseco.
I thought so, too. It's really confusing.
I'm so relieved that Jessica Canseco doesn't call that her own.
So A-Rod wrote, what a typical guy. Video, please. Want to see and hear you come. Smiley face.
This is emoji.
let's see. They started... So this is when they started dating. He was still with this Hunter chick.
Hunter when he and J-Lo started dating.
They started dating March 2017. Hunter claimed that the athlete sexted and FaceTimed her constantly until May of that year. And even planned for a sex romp in Kansas City. How romantic.
That's the one we read about that on the
so
show.
So I guess they're just recycling these.
Yeah, that was back in 2017.
He wasn't like completely permanent with J-Lo at that point, was he? He was just dating, right?
Yeah, I don't know what J-Lo thought.
She wrote...
I think he's going to find out what J-Lo thought.
I think what this story is it's just reminding us, hey, before Jose Canseco made any, big deal out of this, we had it in 2017.
This is what Hunter had to say about him. Sex is not soft and gentle. He's rough. He's good in bed and well endowed. He's circumcised!
Oh, my God. Wow, that's a lot of info.
This is a nothing, though, man. Sorry about it.
Sorry,
actually. It's kind of funny. I feel duped by Radar Online.
I think women should have an Women should have an R tattooed on their hand if they like it rough.
They all do. What are you talking about?
No, you hear it all the time. Well,
they should have an R circle slash if they don't.
Well, that would be one way of doing it.
What?
It seems like ever since Shades of Grey, I keep reading stories. This is just going. I'm not looking for this stuff. It's like, yeah, new service says women like it rough.
You're not looking for it. It just happened. Did you see this?
I like that you shortened
in, it. In, out, in, out, three times.
Every time there's an article, like, what women want? Women want it rough.
I like that you shortened it to Shades. What'd you call it?
Shades of Gray?
Get rid of the 50 of. 50. You're like Trump. You're saving words. Instead of cook of, you got rid of 50 of.
Women like to be tied up.
I don't know. Maybe they like watching that happen. I'm not necessarily sure that everybody likes being tied up or likes it rough.
Well, they like watching Shades of Grey.
they did. I didn't watch that movie, by the way.
What?
Nor did I read it.
What?
No.
What kind of chick are you?
I don't know. I just thought it was dumb.
Wow.
That's really stupid.
Yeah.
And it got stupider the more into the gray they got, you know?
What's the gray, by the way?
His name.
His name. Christian Grey.
You thought it was like some gray
whatever.
Tim
guy.
Tim
who Apple. Played him? Who's the super stud?
Oh God, what is that
Dakota
guy's name?
Johnson.
I don't know.
She came from Don Johnson's Big Crank. He's gotta be hot.
His name is Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, he actually is pretty hot.
Oh, please.
No, he is good. Is he's good looking.
No one's ever heard of him.
He's an Irish guy.
He's
an
He's
Irish
putting
guy.
His crank in the woman that was made from Donald Johnson's crank. It's a crank fest.
Ugh.
Came out of Melanie Griffith's vajayjay.
Yeah, but his crank made most of her.
Best thing why Don Johnson Clark, ever did.
Why did he only use the word crank when referring to Don Johnson?
I don't know, but it worked.
It did. I know, we're talking about it. I actually like it now that I think about it, because it does help me define Don Johnson, who is allegedly just hung. Yeah.
Jamie Dornan does not have a crank. Look at that dude.
Well, I don't know that he does, but...
Yeah, it's hard to believe
he has one. He doesn't have a Don Johnson-sized crank.
Though. No, which tells me, how would she possibly have been that turned on by him? He didn't even have the kind of crank that she was made from.
Because she liked it rough and he had a bunch of toys.
All right, you want to get us out of here, Brandon?
Crank.
Crank it down.
By the way, before the show, I saw the most... I'm so tired of this story. I can't even believe it's still running. Nick Carter talking about how
this Michael Jackson bullshit. I was around him all the time, and he never blessed me.
I mean, isn't
around
that
him all the time?
Isn't that like Paula Barbieri saying, "O.J. Simpson never murdered me. He had millions of chances. He never murdered me." What if he doesn't molest every child he's with? Then he's
none of them.
Not
yeah.
guilty.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he said he was 15 when he met him.
Oh, he was—he wasn't interested.
He's overage.
He had a pube. Ew.
It's very gross.
It's really, I mean, there's a lot of that going around, though.
He would have been
Corey
his type.
He molested me.
Yeah.
So that means he didn't molest any. I mean, what the fuck? I can't understand why this story is treated so differently, but it is. And then also the governor of New York is taking heat because
hilarious.
He went to a South Carolina church and they played I Believe I Can Fly and he's flapping his arm.
He has since responded, by the way.
Cuomo?
No, Bill de Blasio.
Oh, Blasio.
I didn't know it was his song. I just didn't know it was his song. I know the song, but I didn't know it was him. He says.
Why you flap your arms at anything?
No, that was my serious and shallow thought is why is he flapping his arms? Because other people were doing it, because the black people were doing it. And also, the women in the church, most of them were sitting down.
He said
they knew whose song it was, and they were like, fuck you, we're not standing for this.
I was a guest in that church. The minister played the song, and I spoke about it. I was being respectful.
Oh, so
straining
respectful.
And do some explaining.
Yeah, pretty wacky. We'll see you tomorrow. See you.
I flew in on a helicopter.
Drew in my pocket. Hey, what's up, y'all? Just wanted to thank you, a-hole. For constantly playing that Roll Forte slash
Jeff Bezos' sexcapade. I was trying to make sweet, passionate love to my wife the other night. Lo and behold, popped in my head was, I'm going to spill it.
Spill it.
Needless to say, things went a little soft because I could not get that sound out of my head. Anyways, keep it stiff. I know I can't.
Hey, Drew, how dare you call Whitesnake Dur Rock?
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Yep, the Radiohead of the 80s.
Hey, guys, just talking about the Uber case in Ferndale.
Fans are here!
If you're drunk and you call an Uber, that's the whole point, isn't it? If the guy's car reeked of weed, maybe you would tell him to pull the fuck over, you want to get out. Like, that's kind of the point. I don't know. This is my two cents.
Please, don't get rid of Maz.
No.
He's the funniest part.
Yeah.
When he got so furious about the donation and who donated it.
Bullshit.
This whole Michael Jackson thing, which is so strange. Like, what do the people that are defending Michael Jackson, what the hell are they gaining from it other than ridicule from people who actually know what's going on? Is it just because they want to listen to Thriller and...
The Thriller.
Not realize that the guy who made the album was licking a butthole? Like, I don't know.
Do we both say it?
The Jacko defender on the Not Pierce Morgan show.
I was outraged.
I've got an audio separated at birth with him and our friend Derek.
I am so good at music.
We guys ever play any Charlie Sheen traps? You know, a winning...
Winning?
Any of those.
Duh.
Drew Mike, love this fucking podcast. Every fucking day.
We love each other, the women, the men. We love each other. Everybody loves
Hey, I love it when Drew does mental math right there over the air.
4, 5, 6, 50, you say it.
Takes two numbers and spits out a percentage. Pretty accurately, too. You can just tell he's so rock over himself and his awesome mental math skills.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
Like he's back in his baseball days, finding out batting averages.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is so fucked up. I can't believe people defend him.
Why do you do this to me?
You need to eat, all of you. You need to eat, what's up, Brandon?
Nom, 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 nom.
Or is it possible maybe to rotate your eating schedule around so it's not while you're in front of a microphone? Sounds like my grandpa eating tapioca. It's just loud and I can hear the saliva.
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
Really liked Daddy and Charlotte podcast.
Charlotte.
Thought that was great. Enjoyed listening to that.
That is my daddy for the nation.
Hey, yeah, I heard the rolls at Fishbones were savory and delicious.
I can't believe I was just listening to the podcast and you were talking about...
Dead air.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember now.
Thank you for that.
Hey, this is Don.
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
I hope Trudy's okay after banging her head. Reaching down to pick up Drew's phone.
Are you okay?
The Heroin Diaries by Nikki Sixx. He tells a great story when they were on tour with Whitesnake. And David Coverdale went out on stage one night. And he told the whole entire audience how he had diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
So Nikki Sixx called him like Diarrhea Man.
I've heard he's got diarrhea.
David, Diarrhea Man Coverdale.
It's poop.
Didn't you look at Brandon's front?
Brandon. Okay.
You work hard, Brandon. Brandon, you do good.
I agree.
They should be looking at your prep. I don't know why they don't.
Bye, Brandon.
It's going to cost me $15 to fill up my tank, dumbass.
Pound salt.
Pound salt.
Pound sand.
Pound sand.
Hey there, I was just calling to say Mark's a boner.
I got a boner.
So happy for Trudy.
Trudy. Mm-hmm.
And I would totally support the Drew Wave. Hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. However long we can get this going.
45 minutes.
I love it when you guys eat on air because it makes me feel, oh, look at the stars. They're just like us.
Hey, girl, you hungry?
All right, Drew, listen. Don't get a big head or anything, right? But you've got some talent here with your whips and your quips and your jokey jokes.
Almost as hilarious as your face.
I suggest you write a book.
Chapter 1. Douglas had to poop.
Yeah, Brandon, you don't like Coldplay? Fuck you. You're so gay. You need to get off the fucking radio. You suck.
I'm kind of sorry he's so sour grapes about this.
Drew, I'm really bummed that you didn't know the David Burns movie was called True Stories. Come on, Drew Waves.
I don't remember.
The sound of Trudy's head hitting the desk will haunt my dreams forever.
Ouch, that hurts.
Yeah, I heard that Black Keys song. Drew, you said it sounded like something. I think that guitar riff sounds just like Spirit in the Sky. Not the same tempo, but...
Mazaway rules.
Shit, yeah.
I love the way he derails the show. I love you guys ripping on him. His insights on buffets and how he weasels in everywhere. You guys can put Mazaway on 3 days a week.
Never thought I'd ever say this to anybody, but I can be your Wall Street Journal hookup.
Hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
Really appreciate the fact that your microphones are absolutely outstanding.
It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son.
You also trained Kennedy well also because she sounds great.
Hey, I'm watching this R. Kelly interview, and he said he likes all women. Just like Maz.
Chubby Chaser.
You guys are eating hot wings on the fucking air.
Tell me you want wingy.
And it was boiling my fucking blood, so I had to call and bitch about it.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Mark, stop talking about penises.
I don't want to see your wiener.
Hey, Drew, Mark, Trudy, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
R. Kelly now has 2 live-in girlfriends. Oh, he's so walking. Just like that, the Jesse guy. Man, they're just going to roll over, and he's going to walk with a slap on the wrist. I'm just calling it now.
I didn't do this stuff.
Hey, Mark. Sorry you lied.
Big Ten champ, Michigan State. We're awesome. You stink.
You're taping for a Michigan State student, and I love to drink.
Yeah.
The Black Keys have sucked since Brothers. That high-low piece of shit you played on Friday was no fucking good. High-low, that's like a jerk-off stroke.
Jerk-off, yeah, exactly.
Great show, guys. Love listening to you. Keep it up.
Love you guys. Keep rocking.
Great show. Talk to you later. Bye.
I gotta go. There's a bunch of guys here at the straight bar that need to use this. Bye.
Keep it stiff. Talk to you soon.
That's all. Love the show. Later, boners.
Love you guys. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye,
son of a bitch.